I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Again, here are your starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography for Riverdale, a very senior-laden offensive team. And they only have one junior starting tonight. That's Will Pretty, number 59, the left guard. The left tackle is number 51, Jordan Cordoba. At center is number 58, Ben Thompson. Connor Perkins will be at right guard, number 60. The right tackle, number 69, Nate Taylor. At wideouts, it's number 10, Jarrett Campbell. Number 25, Michael Scruggs. And number 9, Troy Hudson. The tailback is number 11, Savion Davis. At halfback, number 15, Brady Stokes. The quarterback is Chris Souffrant. And for the Franklin Rebels, they're keyed by quarterback number 6, Carter Hendry. In the backfield, they have Davis Whitehurst, Matt Gacka, number 24, John Carter Craig, number 5, Gentry Neese, number 3, will be at the other tailback. The wide receiver standing out for Franklin, Chancellor Bright, Avery Jones, John Taylor, Gentry Neese, and John Carter Craig. Those starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And tonight's game brought to you by State Farm, of course, and Thompson Services, Animal City, Music World and Drummer's Den, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and the Stones River Mall. Brian?
Did just get some late breaking news concerning the Oakland-Maryville game. Quarterback Dylan Hopkins is going to miss tonight's game. The 3-year starting quarterback will miss tonight because he sustained an AC joint separation in the game last week, their win 49-42 over Knoxville Catholic. So he's a UAB commit, really good quarterback, Rod, so I'm sure that kind of changes things a little bit in that game.
Boy, that changes things
a lot.
Quite a bit.
It does.
You have to wonder how long he's going to be out. You know, that doesn't sound, anytime you talk about ACLs, it doesn't sound very good.
You just don't know.
Well, to tonight's game with Riverdale and Franklin, they're doing the coin toss out there right now. Three safeties last week. Defense looked good. Franklin's defense, I mean, that's kind of what they Coach Webb really kind of keys on that. So I kind of think this may be a low-scoring game. I don't know.
A good chance it will be. It's kind of a hard-nose hitting because they held Brentwood, who's a very explosive passing team, to 14 points last week. And this should be a really dandy. We've got two of the top players in the state of Tennessee. Their left tackle, Max Ray, is committed to Ohio State. He's number one in the Dandy Dozen, number two in the state in all positions. And he is 6'7", 295. He has a sophomore brother who's on the right tackle, is 6'5", 295. And then we have Andre Lidiker on the defensive side, who's rated sixth in Dandy Dozen, and he is 6'3", 308. So if I was here as a fan and wanted to watch everything, I'd be really watching those two go at it.
Well, and, you know, for Riverdale with a defense that lost all but four on defense, they had a lot of holes to fill. And I think early in the preseason, in the spring, there was a lot of work on the defense. And to me, last week they proved that they're pretty good, maybe even better than last year.
Well, especially the front seven.
Yep.
Front seven really put pressure on. One advantage, the Franklin team is known for their running. Last year they had over 3,000 yards rushing as a team.
Offensively, Savion Davis and quarterback Christian Souffrant ran for 100 yards. So offensively, I think that's going to be important for them tonight to have good starts and lead this offense.
And they need to add in their passing game, which they didn't have to last week. And then Michael Scruggs is still a weapon that didn't, you know, get as much last week, that he may get in a game like this.
Riverdale won the toss, Brian. They're going to defer to the second half.
Okay, and it's going to be senior Clay Scuthern to kick off here. And got three deep back here for the Rebels.
Chancellor Bright in the middle. They see Craig on the left side in the back.
Bright is a sophomore, but a very talented sophomore.
Starting wide receiver.
I believe there's a
David Whitehurst is the one on the right side. Okay. He's the one who ran back the 89-yard touchdown last week.
Right, and he's the starting tailback. We're about ready to get underway. Everybody's anticipating the kickoff, and there's the whistle. That's actually not Scuthern. That is Hayden Mason, 13, not 12. Mason, the senior kicker. It's kicked to the left side of the field, and Whitehurst has it from the 20 and going to be dropped at the 24-yard line, and that's where the Warriors are going to begin their series. And your official J. Mullins Jewelry kickoff time is 7:01. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard. Hey, they've got the Raptor watch. It is like indestructible. You can catch bull sharks with it. I mean, seriously, look it up on YouTube. Check it out there. Wide selection of wedding bands plus the groove bands, those silicone bands. Check them out. They are at J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard, in the shopping center right beside CJ's restaurant.
It was Clay Scuthern on the tackle, ankle tackle.
First and 10, and we've got whistles here before the first play. Looks like a substitution being allowed here for Riverdale. Or I would say they're making that substitution because of an equipment issue. I saw big Connor Perkins come in. First and 10 here for Carter Hendry. Rolls out here to the near side. He's going to keep. Gets the edge a couple of yards and then runs out of room out of bounds. And that's good good pursuit to the edge there by the Warriors.
Yes, that was Taylor Yancey. He was coming from a wingback position. A little toss back to him by the quarterback coming around left side. But he gained 5 yards, so we got a second and five.
Gained 5 yards on the play.
Second down. And the ball is on the left hash at the 27. Sackett down, two wides right, one to the left. They're moving right to left as we see it, trying to go up the middle. And that is
Matt Gaka.
He only gets a yard there. And that's first down.
C.J. Carmel shot through from his defensive tackle position, grabbed his ankles as he started to cut back up the left side.
Only a yard, so short of the first down to make it third and five. They break the huddle. Rebels sending Avery Jones as one of the two receivers to the right. He's a senior. I think that's Chancellor Bride here on the left side. Rolling out on the option is Hendry. Going to the air, going deep, and it's going to be dropped by Jones. That ball just kind of hung up there on Hendry just a little bit. But
he
Jones
beat his
was open.
Man by 10 yards
sure
almost.
Did.
And in fact, he had to turn back towards it. It was a little behind him first. But twisted around, dropped the ball.
Michael Scruggs, one of the fastest in the state of Tennessee in high schools. He was a spring fling winner in track events last year.
The 100-meter champion.
Is that 100-meter? I couldn't remember which one. Leave it to Rod to have all of the information, John.
He's a technical guru.
He's got it all between the ears.
He's retired also.
His time.
And the punt here by Landon Carter. Scruggs going to pick it up on the bounce. He's at the 43 to the 50 now and 45, and he is going to be edged out of bounds somewhere in Rebel territory here around the 40-yard line. And, boy, that speed came in handy there.
Right. The ball was short, and he stayed back, and they kind of eased up, and then he sprinted and picked it up because the ball was bouncing high. If it hadn't bounced high, he probably would let it go. And nice game to get the thing started.
Ball in Rebel territory here for the Warriors after the 37-yard punt. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Braves lead 3-0, by the way. For those keeping up with the Bravos. Receiver to the right here is Troy Hudson. Two more to the left. Suffrant works from under center and gives it off to Savion Davis. Davis rumbles to the 40 and close to the 39, picks up about 6 yards there, and a nice first and 10 run of 6 yards by Davis, the senior.
A good job. He come around the right side. There were three waiting for him. Just put his head down and push forward for a nice game.
No score here. Just underway in the first with 10:23 to go in the first quarter. Souffrant going to work from the shotgun this time, and now whistles to stop the play, and they're going to make Davis come out now. They pointed at something on his uniform, and he trots to the sidelines.
Could be blood.
Could have lost
his mouthpiece.
It's an equipment thing, I believe, again.
Could be a lot of things.
They can do the whole team that way.
So they run in. Sophomore Drew Smith at running back. He takes it off the left side and maybe muscles a yard out of it. That's going to be about it to bring up third down.
He was met by John Kirkpatrick in the hole. No, nothing there.
Third down, and both teams have been in third and manageable situations. Here about third and four. Smith is still in there, by the way, at tailback. Got Hudson here to the right. Two more to the left as Riverdale moves left to right. They give it to Smith. Turns it upfield and is going to get nothing. Looked like he wanted to bounce it outside, then saw a small hole open up, but it closed quickly, and Kelton was the first in there.
And their defense did a good job standing up the blockers, and so he really had nowhere to go then once they stood him up.
So on fourth down.
No gain on the play.
Well, if the first series for both teams is any indication, Rod, it is going to be a defensive game.
That's what it kind of looks like right now. But
number 12, please.
Really haven't had a first down yet.
See what Riverdale decides to do here. The quick snap to Michael Scruggs. He's at the 35 and is going to be close to that first down marker. I think he may have got it.
He's got over the line.
Scoff made the tackle, but not before Scruggs on the trick play gets the first bank first down. Not just banking, first bank. Local decision, superior service, and great mobile apps at first bank.
You know, there was nothing to lose on that play, Rod. I mean, you might as well have done that.
Right, get something going here. Get the offense, good momentum. You had third place, a good team. He was an up back and looked like he was going to be blocking him. The snap went straight to him.
Scruggs is one of the two receivers on the left side, along with Austin Lambert, the junior. You've got senior Hudson on the right, and the quarterback keep. It's Christian Souffrant. Souffrant at the 25, at the 20, at the 15, to the 10, and inside the 5. He is going to be drugged down there just short of the goal line. But the Warriors are here in the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone and knocking on the door. If you've got the perfect lot, Steve Martin Construction can build you the perfect home. Mulman on the tackle. First and goal for the Warriors. Savion Davis zips in there in a crease. No, it's Souffrant who faked to him. Souffrant is going to be tackled back at the 5 for a loss of a couple. Davis waltzed right in.
Yeah, play before, you know, it was kind of option read. He faked to Davis, and, man, it was a wide hole, just straight ahead, and he went up. But this time they were ready for him, did the same thing, and they were ready.
Going to be a loss of 4 on that play. Second and goal. Bouncing it outside. Here's Savion Davis. Turns, spins, and is going to be stood up right there at the goal line. Is there an official?
There is touchdown.
It is a touchdown.
There's one. They stood him up at the goal line, but he kept driving. He was turned backwards until he got over. Good effort on his part. This time he kept the ball on the option read, and he just really powered it, wheeled his way in.
That is a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. They have 3 locations, soon to be 4, and open late after the game tonight. That fourth location going to be in the Blackman community, too, by the way. Scuthern is the holder. The kick is up, and the kick by Caleb Moore is good. So your score, 7-0, Riverdale leading Franklin with 7:39 to go in the first quarter of play on State Farm Prep Football.
Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken is finally here and open in the borough. Champy's is located in the old Hooters location on Northwest Broad Street. At Champy's, freshness is of utmost importance. So all chicken is cooked fresh to order. It takes a little longer, but you can grab a 40 or a drink of your choice and enjoy an appetizer. And I suggest that Mississippi Delta homemade tamales with crackers and slaw. Mm-mm. Go by 1310 Northwest Broad or call them at 615-225-8040 and cater that next party or tailgating event.
At Reef Seine, we offer a variety of shopping experiences for you. Many come in here just to pick up prescriptions and find that they can actually do some gift shopping, they can drop some things at the post office, or they can enjoy delightful treats in our soda shop. Please don't forget that we can do sandwich trays and dessert trays for your office parties or family gatherings. This is Sherry Bush, Reef Seine Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Mason to Whitehurst on the kickoff, and it's going to be returned here by Whitehurst across the 40 to the 50 now at the 40, and finally taken down, one man to beat, and he didn't. Hayden Manson was back there and stopped him from scoring on that one, Rod.
That was the case. He's on the right side, and he just went straight down the sideline. He's the kid that ran an 89-yard touchdown run last week. From what I'm talking to the radio man for Franklin, said that he wasn't even on their depth chart. It kind of shocked the Brentwood coach, so maybe he's a surprise weapon.
Well, I tell you
what.
And
he's got some speed.
Coach Webb has always got a great, well-coached team. He was an assistant over at Oakland for a few years, some in Rutherford County might remember. Here's Hendry, going to work with the split backfield with Whitehurst behind him there. And it may have taken too long. Franklin has to call a timeout. We'll step aside for one as well. Timeout, Riverdale Franklin. Leads 7-0.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
When you need new tires or automotive service, you don't need a hassle. Bud's Tire Pros offers great tire brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that'll keep you going for miles to come. Plus, all tires and automotive services are backed by their nationwide warranty, including roadside assistance coverage with every purchase. For hassle-free service you can trust at prices you'll love, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro today or online at budstireprostn.com.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Whitehurst on the first and 10. Picks up, looks like, about 3 yards before he is muscled down there by Austin Rowland of the Riverdale Warriors. And ball is set, ready for play at the 37. Second down, 7 yards to go. Right side is Bright. Another whistle.
The free timeout.
Riverdale's time of the drive, Brian. 3 minutes, 10 seconds, 45 yards, 6 plays. That brought to you by Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken. We're not just chicken. From Mississippi Delta homemade hot tamales to farm-raised catfish, every plate and basket is made fresh to order and is delivered piping hot. Champy's Chicken, 1310 Northwest Broad Street near Big Lots. Rod's on his way.
Second and 7. Two wide left, one to the right. They're moving right to left are the Rebels. Hendry going to keep. Late pitch, no. Now cuts back right side and has some room. He gets to the 30. Stutter steps. Is going to be taken down across the 25, about the 24-yard line. And, boy, that was some heady running there. Scruggs finally caught him.
Coming around the left side, he was on an option. Looked like he was going to pitch it. Guy tried to intercept that. He just held it, went slid by him, and then he stopped and looked to the right, went back right for a big gain.
Went for 13 yards and a first down for the Franklin Rebels.
That's their first down of the game.
And they are knocking on the door of the red zone here. Looks like Holder is one of the receivers here to the left side. Hendry looking, has some time. Protection breaks down and sacked. Give the brown bag to number 60, I think. I think that's Connor Perkins. That's going to be a loss of three. It's either Connor Perkins.
Hendry's brought down by number 50.
Yeah, it is going to be Perkins.
I think 63 grabbed his ankle, about 62. He kind of slipped away, and Perkins cleaned it up then for him.
That loss of yardage now makes it, is it not third down?
Second.
It is second. Second and 13. Hendry, the snap low to him, and now he's smothered. The ball comes loose, and it is going to be picked up by the Warriors.
Looks like C.J. Carmel on the recovery.
Ball recovered by number 50, C.J. Carmel.
A big hit by Clay Scuthern coming from his outside linebacker position. Hit him from behind before he could get going. Ball came loose. C.J. Carmel recovered it.
Takeaway is such a big, important part of the game. That's the first one. They were driving in Riverdale territory. Huge play.
Yeah. And it's a good start for Riverdale. I mean, last year they got way behind early. Some mistakes and all, and they just couldn't quite catch them, but this is the way to start the game for them.
Well, you not only get on the scoreboard first, but then as your opponent's driving for what could be the tying score, you recover a fumble here. So that's really big.
Especially after that long kickoff return, you kind of put momentum back in their favor, but it's all gone now. It's back in the Riverdale's camp.
First turnover of the game. Davis is back in. Tailback, he's split to the left of the quarterback. Now this is going to be picked off right into the breadbasket there of Garrison Glover. So we turn the ball right back over to him.
He's trying to hit Scruggs on a crossing pattern, and 22 just shot in between and picked it off. Good read on his part.
Well, it's amazing what happens in one play of football,
right,
isn't it?
Talk about momentum. It's already changed.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, 7-7, Ravenwood and Siegel. 7-7, both teams scored on their first possession there.
Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near the Medical Center Parkway. Here to help life go right, that's State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 615-895-2700.
Riverdale leading here, 7-0. Ball marked ready at the 48 of Riverdale for the Franklin Rebels, who, after fumbling the ball, the next play, interception thrown by Christian Souffrant. Rebels take over once again. Whitehurst trying to pile his way up the middle and does get to the 46-yard line, so pick up of about three.
It's kind of a tight squeeze in there. It was heavy traffic.
Warren Gibbs made the tackle.
Gibbs on the tackle there. First and make that second down. I'm going
to
call it three. It's a short three. Coming near side here is Avery Jones. One of two receivers here. One to the far side. New back in there is Gacka. Matt Gacka. He is a junior. And Gacka is going to carry it for the first down to about the 41-yard line. He's tall.
Yes. He's 6'1". Decent size for a running back.
Yeah.
Good height with it.
Golden with the tackle for the Warriors.
There is good enough for the first.
7-0 Riverdale here.
First and 10 for the Rebels. Ball at the Riverdale.
Rebels have a first down here now. Bringing Bright here to the near side. The junior Gacka is in the backfield. Fake the handoff to him. Hendry keeps. Bounces it to the 40. Now outside here on the near side to the 35. No room up the field. So one thing Riverdale is doing is they're keeping the offense in front of them, aren't they?
Right. They're spreading it out, and you have to if you want to. He's got the speed to get around. He faked the dive in the middle and spun out and came out on an option, kept the ball. Made one nice move, but the defense – Just really covered it up for him. But we're now at second and about eight.
Still picked up a
or two.
Yeah, still picked up a good 8 yards there on that second down. And a couple to go. Ball is on the left hash at the 32-yard line of Riverdale. Well, Riverdale is pretty big up front, aren't they? Got some big dudes up there, four-man front. Franklin breaks the huddle.
And Lydiker's not in there right now.
Right. Gentry Neese, the senior.
Warren Gibbs is the good size
He's
tackle.
He's one of two receivers on the far side. The give is to Gacka for the 2 yards, and they blew the play dead before he dived forward over the first down marker. I think he's going to be just short. It depends on the spot, honestly.
Well, if they blew the whistle, it's dead. It's got to stop right there.
I've got him for no gain. He's still at about the 32 there,
Brian. I think that's where they're going to spot it to bring up third down. The whistle blew, and then he dove forward over the line, which would have given the first down. 3:37 to go here in the first quarter. Riverdale leading 7-0, and a big third and short for the Riverdale defense. Hendry trying to go up the middle, and it's going to be close. And, man, shooting through there.
Gaston Haney,
number 62, who I don't have on my.
I don't either. What's the name, Gaston?
Gaston Haney.
About 2 yards on the play and enough for another first.
It is enough for a first down.
First and 10 for the Rebels. Ball just short of the Riverdale 30-yard line.
But it is that was a good play there. He came blitzing in.
He has a good eye. He can see what's open, and just very quick little feet.
Two in the backfield, one blocking back. Gacka has nowhere to go this time. He gets a yard or so, but that's going to be about it for him.
Gaston Haney.
Play was really stuffed up the middle. And then Jackson Bryant, coming from his linebacker position, just kind of cleaned it up.
It'll be second down.
About 3 on the play, second and a long.
I cannot believe they gave him 3 yards on that.
That was kind of a. Touch and go there, Brian.
That's not a good spot for Riverdale, I'm telling you. 7 yards to go for a first down. Hendry, the quick pass left side, is incomplete. Had Jerry Campbell defending here on the edge.
Bright cutting it, number 11, the sophomore, on the receiving kickoffs. He cut across the middle, but the pass was off.
Third down.
It's third and 7.
Scores are slow coming in.
It's a big play right here, Rod. That 3rd and 7 got him in a passing situation.
Yeah, especially this area of the field.
We have an update on the Eagle Bowl game I'll give you here after this play. 3rd down. So low snap. And here, once again, tackled for the sack, Gaston Haney.
Guy we don't have on our scorecard. He just shot through. He stopped his drive trying to get around the end. He sealed it off and then made the tackle. Great play on his part. And like John said, that was a big play. And now we're down a 4th down from the 36-yard line.
I like the way they covered that. They both kind of stopped and waited to see what he was going to do rather than try to pursue him.
Right.
A chance for him to get around him.
And you hope help was coming, too. You know, when you
on 4th and long, they have Hendry in for the quick punt, and it's just going to bounce out of bounds. No, it bounces out at the 1.
Yeah. Actually, it's less than 1.
Sure is. That's going to be tough. By the way, Eagleville scored first over Cornersville, and then on the next drive, Cornersville scores, but they missed the PAT. It's 7-6, Eagleville leading on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Northfield Medical Clinic, Little Caesars Pizza, Las Casas Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, and Parks Auction.
Well, Riverdale is really backed up here. The nose of the football is on the 1. So most of the football is behind the 1-yard line. On the right hash as they move left to right, Souffrant to Davis, and Davis is going to be tackled in the end zone for the safety. Rebels are on the scoreboard, and Rod, we knew this was going to be trouble.
Yeah, and they really penetrated, The big one, number 65, really stopped it. I think it's Kyle Means. He plays both offense and defensive line. He really stepped in and stopped the drive and had the goal line sealed off. Take it back. It's not a safety.
Yeah.
And we just made it over.
Must have just made it out. Davis bouncing it out to the left side. Turns, spins. He's across the five. Has some breathing room there.
Well, that's a huge play that they didn't go have the safety because now Riverdale doesn't have to punt it over to them.
And they don't get the score.
Right.
If you could see our vantage point and what we're having to do to see, you might understand a little bit more why it was tough for us to make that call. Just a little bit.
Rod was in the other part of the booth.
I was looking through the other side.
He was in the building over there. I don't even know what down it is right now. Third down and four with 21 seconds to go. Really could use these 4 yards here to keep the chain moving. Souffrant with Davis split to his right now. Savion going to bounce it left side. Has some room. Turns, spins, gets that first down. Going to get across the 10 to about the 11 or 12-yard line. I think his forward progress is going to take him to about the 15. We'll see where the spot is.
It looked like a big line waiting for him, but he just really scooted through all of a sudden. Nice effort on his part. He showed some hard running tonight.
Here's a first bank first down with offices in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and 46 across the state. That's first bank. End of the first quarter with Riverdale leading 7-0 and the football. And they got a long way to go here, folks. Stay with us on State Farm Prep Football.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family here at Animal City. Let our 26 years of experience help you and your family pick out the perfect pet. Come see us at Animal City, your only locally owned pet store, staffed by knowledgeable pet lovers. For the maximum health and wellness of your pet, we carry a variety of great quality foods at affordable prices. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here at Animal City.
Your home, your auto, together, they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. It's smart to protect them together. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 615-895-2700 and let me show you with discounts up to 40%. You may find it even costs less.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part tonight by FNB Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, State Farm, and Martin's Home and Garden. We start the second quarter of play. Riverdale leads at 7-0. Brian?
The only good thing is we've switched sides of the field here.
Yes, we're back over here where we can see better.
That's going to help us a little bit. Oakland leads Maryville 7-0. The Redhawks lead Antioch 7-0. Middle Tennessee Christian School 8-0 over Grace Christian. Some scores we have for you. Starting to flow in here now. And here is Michael Scruggs running outside, trying to use some speed there in the backfield.
Try
looks
to get
like
around the outside, but they did good jobs stretching it out. Actually threw it for about a yard loss.
Raptors lead Siegel 14-7, and Blackman and Ray County. It's 14-7 Blackman over Ray County. All of those on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Now Blackman 24-14. Souffrant taking it right side. No room there on the edges. Boy, I tell you what, Franklin's defensive pursuit to the edges is pretty quick,
right,
too.
Right. In fact, he started to go to left up the middle, and that was taken away, and tried to get around the outside, and it was taken away. Good defensive job on their part.
Got a feeling the penalty's going to be on Riverdale, maybe a little hold there toward the end as he was making that cut.
Glad you saw the flag. It's going to be second. Well, it's second down, and about 11 or 12 right now, but here comes the white hat marching across the field, holding. Is it holding? Yeah, holding, yep. Against Riverdale. Penalty is going to be declined.
A block in the back against Riverdale.
Or they call it a block in the back. Couldn't tell from this vantage point whether it was a hold or whether he moved that arm out.
I don't blame him. Still makes it third and 11. Downs are more important right now.
Eagleville has scored again. They lead Cornersville 14-6. Passing left side is Souffrant. And taken down at the 20. Now there's a flag after the catch. And that was Riverdale's Clay Scuthern, I think, on the catch.
It's Darius Jones.
Garrison Glover.
14.
There is a flag on the play.
Well, I do know that it was going to be a hold against Riverdale here.
Against Riverdale.
It's a shame. It was the blockers right behind him, so he couldn't do him any good. It was a wasted effort that cost him a first down.
It's going to keep it fourth down here as well. That's what makes that burn just a little bit more. Bulldogs of Smyrna leading the Wildcats 6-0.
Number six, Austin Valentine comes on the punt.
Fourth and, I guess about 4 yards, and so that's going to bring in, is that Austin Valentine? Yes, it is. Austin Valentine to punt. It's kind of punting by committee tonight. And it's going to take a nice Riverdale roll from the 30 to the 25. They were pretty deep, so that's a good punt there by Valentine.
Yeah, it was to the left side, but it also went over the receiver's head, so that really helped.
Take over first and 10, ball at their own 25.
55-yarder, looks like.
So they got from their 20 is where they had the ball, and now it's back on the other 25, so that is tremendous punt.
Just underway here in the second quarter of play. Riverdale leading here 7-0. And this has been kind of the defensive battle that we thought. 10:32 left in the first half. Rebels with senior Carter Hendry. He's going to keep it. Turns, spins, and can't turn it upfield because he's going to be walloped there by Gaston Haney.
Austin Rowland made the tackle.
Well, the defensive line for both teams are just really hitting hard, making some good tackles there. Not really anywhere to go.
That's Rowland coming from his middle linebacker position. He's been doing a roaming from sideline to sideline.
Second down and a loss of a couple on the play. Sending two wides here to the right. That's the wide side of the field. One to the far side as well for Hendry. Now he's going to tuck it and run and get a couple, maybe get those yards Hendry that they carries. Lost. Flying in there for the Warriors, Brady Stokes was in on the tackle.
And Rowland again, both of them corralled him.
Rowland and
third down. Well, he didn't get back to the original line of scrimmage. Got about half of it back.
Third
down and 11. And that's one thing. They've been in some long yardage situations tonight thanks to the Riverdale defense. Warriors leading 7-0. Here's Hendry back to pass, has some time, lofts it long, lofts it deep and incomplete. Intended for Chancellor Bright.
Good coverage by Caleb Harney. He was behind him and he had no chance on the reception.
Number
and it's going to bring up fourth down.
State Farm Press Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson, located at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills, here to help life go right. State Farm agent David Wilson, 615-893-9898.
Here is the long kick here by Carter, and Carter answers Austin Valentine's punt with one of about equal length back at now the 25 of Riverdale is where the Warriors will take over, first and 10.
Well, Riverdale gained 5 yards on the punt to punt.
Right.
They kicked from the 20. Now we have 25. Good punt on his part. He kicked away from Scruggs, who's very dangerous with his speed, and had no chance to get a run back.
9.5 minutes left here in the first half of play. Got whistles and another official timeout here Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson and also many other great folks here on News Radio WGNS, like Sir Pizza, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osberg, Gills Ace Hardware, Evans Auto Exchange, and Donut Country.
Checking your reflexes out tonight, Brian.
Well, it looks like it's a timeout anyway, so we'll take a 30-second break here. We'll be back with more State Farm Prep Football after this.
Hello, it's me, your automated banker. Was it something I said? If so, please press 1. If it's you and not me, please press 2. You are caller number 1 to me.
Switch to First Bank and get the great personal service, local decision-making, and a real person to help you at the other end of the phone line you can only find at a real community bank. Plus, our mobile banking app now keeps us even closer. First Bank, where the accent is on you. Member FDIC.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
First and 10 here for the Warriors. 9.5 minutes left in the first half of play. The Ideas Tees halftime show coming up. John's going to have the scoring recap, and right now there's not much to talk about. But good guys up front. One score, 7-0 Riverdale. They have the football. And here's Scruggs on the end around. Scruggs now almost down to a knee, tries to go opposite side, and then is going to be slung down for a huge loss. Back behind the 15-yard line, trying to turn back and go the other way. And Garza got in there to make a big tackle.
And that was a big play on his part. He's the one that almost got him when he came by the first time, but forced him back deep, which he couldn't get around. Then he got him coming back.
Ravenwood leads Siegel 14-13. Latest score we have there on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Second down and looks like about 22 or so. Right up the middle, Savion Davis. Big yardage, 25-30, 35-40. Foot race, 50, 40, 30, 20.
10.
5, end zone, touchdown, Warriors, Savion Davis taking it 86 yards.
A big hole between the left tackle and left end, and he just ran through it. Nobody was close and just left him in the dust.
That on a 2nd-and-20 play. Wow. Savion Davis, turn on the lights. Touchdown, Warriors. That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun with $10.99 full rib platter all weekend long at the 3 Rutherford County locations of Toots. It's Caleb Moore on for point, and it is good. So Riverdale leads now 14-0 over the Rebels of Franklin on State Farm Prep Football.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Sir Pizza.
Happy birthday, Sir Pizza. That's right, the best pizza in Murfreesboro is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Stop in tonight at one of their 3 locations. Don't go just anywhere for pizza, pasta, or subs. My personal recommendation is Sir Pizza for all of your favorites on East Main, South Church, and on Memorial Boulevard, celebrating 50 years.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Champions time of the drive for Riverdale. 2 plays, a minute 33 seconds, capped off by an 86-yard run by Savion Davis. Champions, home-cooked meals in a friendly atmosphere. Visit Champions Famous Fried Chicken, 1310 Northwest Broad Street. Near Big Lots, you'll find it's the best fried chicken and hand-rolled hot tamales you've ever had.
Here is the Mason kickoff, going to be taken by the Rebels at the 20, to the 30, to the 34-yard line. And that is getting up off the bottom of that pile. Cooper Polk. Rod, I can't tell you how big that score was by Davis.
Oh, it was, because they had us in a hole, forced us to punt. They had good field position, a good chance to tie it up, and just flipped the field on them totally with the score. Big momentum changer.
There's a quick give to the inside to Davis. I think it kind of started going, outside. Yeah,
been trying to stretch and stretch it.
Fake up the middle, and then Hendry keeps 40, 45. And he's going to pick up about 11 yards on the quarterback keep. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Maryville and Oakland tied at 7-7. At the half, it's Blackman over Ray County, 31-14. The Bulldogs of Smyrna lead Wilson Central 13-0. Eagleville over Cornersville, 14-6. It's 14-13 Raptors over the Seagull Stars. Stewart's Creek leads Antioch 7-6, 8-6. MTCS over Grace Christian. And Laverne leads Franklin County 6-0. Got them all in. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Up the middle is Matt Gacka.
Number 24, Matt Gacka on the carry.
And he carries it for about 5 yards to the midfield stripe before Roland makes the tackle for the Warriors. And we've got a Rebel shaken up out there on the play, and that is Jake Ellison. So we'll take a TOA injury timeout here with Riverdale leading 14-0. Our time on the clock, 8:04 left in the first half on State Farm Prep Football.
Hello, friends. Lenny Farmer once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. Someone sincerely asked me this question. Is funeral pre-planning really the right thing to do? My answer was plain and direct. How could planning for an inevitable happening in your life be a bad thing? We plan for college, health issues, retirement, and any other potential happening, so how could planning for something that we know will take place be a negative? You may have similar questions about your personal funeral needs. Please feel free to call me at 615-893-2422 for your answers.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over 3 decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
It was Jake Ellison who slowly made his way off the field with some help, and he's getting attention on the sidelines. And it's Hendry, second and five for the Rebels. Start the clock. The officials have been behind on a few plays here. Gacko once again trying to go up the middle, and he gets maybe a couple.
It's Cawthorn on the tackle again. Guy from the linebacker position shot through, got him at the ankles.
You can keep up with all of the scores, by the way, on our website, WGNSSports.com. That's WGNSSports.com. Follow us on Twitter. You can also sign up to receive text of the scores as we get them as well. Jones and Craig, I believe, are the two receivers far side. Gacka coming here to the right, and he's going to be met at the 50 and dropped for about a 3-yard loss. Riverdale's defense right now are like sharks circling the boat. Valentine in there on the tackle, and several others, and Dre Lideker on the bottom of that pile.
He was the first one to hit, but he had a lot of help then. Really good pursuit, good team defense, team tackling.
Loss of three on the play.
Tell you what, that defensive line has some size. We had three really Well, close to 300 pounders.
I tell you, Riverdale needs to be careful here. I know it's fourth down, but it's midfield, and they could use it. Franklin could use some kind of score or keep the ball, so we'll see what they do here.
Got Landon Carter in here, who does kick it away. It's a high kick, and it's going to bounce and bounce and roll to the one. Well, here we go again.
Well, they got a little good kicking team for punting. That's two of them now.
Thus, the reason they didn't go for it.
Yeah.
More than likely.
But they have that kind of control, and, you know, it's a purpose. It's a
48-yard punt, Brian, on that play.
First and 10 with the ball at the one. Last time it was between the goal line and the one. So right now, Riverdale with 6:38 left in the first, leading 14-0. Smyrna has scored again. They lead Wilson Central 20-0. And I'm liking what I'm seeing out of that game.
Yes.
For the Bulldogs.
I tell you, look at Smyrna, and they've got a lot of people at key positions. They may not be the most athletic team, but they've got some experience in some spots they need it.
First and 10. Trying to see who
good
that
run.
Is. Is that Davis on the run? He spun down around the nine. It is Savion Davis.
Nice hard run on his part because contact was made right around the line of scrimmage, but he was able to push it forward about 7 yards.
That's before Roberts finally wrapped him up and made the tackle. Eagleville leading Cornersville 21-6. 21-6, Eagleville over Cornersville. Davis running again this time, bounces it out left side, across the 10 to about the 11-yard line. Picks up three that time. Ravenwood over Siegel, 17-13 in the second quarter of play. All of these Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard updates available on our website.
Savion Davis, seven carries, 121 yards so far in the game.
Well, right now, Rod, they could use a yard.
Yes, they could. They need a first down. You don't want to be punting back here.
Well, you want to get yourself some field position, even if you can just string together a couple of first downs before you kick. They need a yard here. It's third and about a yard. Christian Souffrant fakes the give to Davis and right up the middle for that 1 yard and more. He's to the 15 to the 16-yard line. And it is a first bank first down for the Warriors.
Remind me of the first run that's almost set up a touchdown, their first touchdown. He faked to Davis and then found a hole right up the middle, and he really hits it quick.
First Bank, where community banking has been the philosophy since being founded in 1906. That's First Bank.
They're finding some success, though, right up the middle. You know, it's
more so than the pursuit is good. They're, you know, good team speed on defense, but, you know, they're hitting them quick up the middle has been successful.
What was that, about 8 yards or so? Trying to go outside is Davis, and this time he is going to lose about a yard or so. Just getting that edge is tough.
Yes. They're shooting through. Rashad Jenkins came from his outside linebacker position, shot through and threw him for a loss.
So it's going to bring up second down and 12. 4:45 to go. And, Ron, what I'd like to see Riverdale do here is, you know, milk away some clock. Even if you don't get a score out of it, taking that clock down
right. And
not giving them another possession. Because 14-0 is a lot better than 14-7, for instance, or something like that. Here's a nice run.
That's the way to milk
to the
clock.
25, to the 30. And that's Christian Souffrant. Now a late flag, so it's probably going to be some type of late hit, unsportsmanlike conduct possibly in there as tempers flared at the end of that play. Just the way it happened and the way those flags came in, that may not be good news.
No.
That was a 17-yard gain. Looks like they're going back, though.
If a 17-yard gain, you tack on a 15-yard penalty on it, maybe. Well, there's 5 yards being marked off. There's 10 yards being marked off, and it is going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, a 15-yarder.
Well, Will Kreisky will not be happy about that one.
That can really be a momentum changer. They had just what they needed in getting a first down. At least they do keep the first down, thank goodness. But we've got a long way to go.
Well, they've got to get the ball to about the 39. Well, no, they're moving them back. So it should be just first and 10 from that spot.
Yeah.
So that helps, but it takes away that big 17-yard gain. But first and 10 for the Warriors. Back at their own 16. Davis. No, it's Souffrant up the middle to about the 20.
Souffrant carries.
Fake to Davis. He went outside, but Souffrant went right up the middle. And Christian picked up about 5 yards there to bring up second and five. Riverdale leads here 14-0. And, Rod, all this misdirection here, I think, has kind of gotten Franklin confused a bit.
Yeah, and as long as we, out of the misdirection, go straight ahead, we're getting yardage. But if we try to get around, they're doing a good job pursuing.
At the half, it's Eagleville over Cornersville, 21-6. That one at the half.
Savion Davis
running right up the middle, and he's going to get across the 25 to 26, 27-yard line and pick up another first bank first down.
Seems like if we stay inside, we're moving the ball. In that case, he went up the middle, and he made a couple quick moves and able to get the first down.
We're not only moving the ball, we're getting big chunks. Six, 7 yards. You get 5-6 yards a carry. It's really nice to see.
First bank, first down. Here's Davis on the first and 10. Tripped up, crossing the 35 to about the 36, 37-yard line. And Rod, had that trip up not happened right there, he would have had a first down and more. He's picked up about 8 yards.
He had a potential to maybe go all the way.
Yep. Second down and one, so officially a 9-yard gain for Savion Davis. Glad we're not in the shadow of our end zone here now as well. Second down, ball at the 32, make that 37-yard line. Bouncing it up. Well, I kind of lost the football there for a minute. 45-46 by Christian Souffrant. Picks up the first down. He rumbles for 8 yards right before Gacka made the tackle to bring him down. But he was kind of in a pile up there and then just kind of burst out of that for a big yardage.
It was this time he faked the dive on Davis, and he went on the outside and was able to get some yardage this time.
Siegel leads Ravenwood 21-17 with 2:16 to go in this game. We've got a Franklin timeout. Let's step aside as well. We'll be right back on State Farm Prep Football.
Thigpen Hearing Center is our locally owned and operated hometown audiology office. Dr. Thigpen has been serving our area for over 32 years, and there are 3 doctors of audiology with more than 45 years combined trusted experience. At Thigpen Hearing Center, there's something available for everyone and every budget. Thigpen Hearing Center is on Robert Rose Drive near Stones River Mall. Call today, 615-494-4344. That's 615-494-4344. They look forward to hearing from you soon.
Toots. Toots has been in business on Broad Street for 32 years. One of our most popular items back then and even now is our fried dill pickle chips. Nobody does fried pickles like Toots Restaurant. Come get some today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Faking the end around, here's Christian Souffrant going to the right side. Gets close to midfield before being taken down there on the first and 10. Picks up 3, maybe 4. And it'll bring up a second down just shy of the midfield marker. And, Rod, one thing this is doing, it's eating a lot of clock.
This would be a big help. Now give them another chance and we can get down score, make it even better.
1:45 left here in the first half. Don't want to get too greedy. Souffrant rolling out here near side. Long pass is incomplete. And I really thought that was going to be caught by Jet Wilson.
And he had it in line, went through his hands. You know, looked like there makes you wonder, maybe we better right now not do that. That also costs us probably time on the clock. Stop the clock.
Right.
And then we also didn't gain anything on the play.
Well, you've got to get this third down now to keep the possession. Keep Franklin from getting the football back. Minute and a half left now. in this first half. Riverdale leading 14-0. Souffrant faking the handoff. Kind of a throw-up ball there. And Michael Scruggs double covered. Thankfully, it hits the ground.
Yeah.
That going off his back foot.
Yeah. That was a tough pass.
It was not a good fundamental pass.
It looked like they were setting up a screen, but.
Well, the problem was Franklin was in the backfield so quickly. Christian really had no time to throw.
Whole defensive line, there was four of them right there in the space.
Need a good punt and no return.
I'll go with that.
Well, at least Whitehurst is not back for the punt.
It's Austin Valentine. And a nice one. Good job, Austin. Bounces at the 15, rolls to the 10, to the 5, and then does get into the end zone. Despite the effort there, good effort by Jalen Simmons to try to keep it from going into the end zone, but as he dove on it, it bounced over the goal line. They'll have it first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Now you just don't want to give up the big play.
Right. You got to sit back. Good defense.
2 minutes to go in the first half.
Minute 14 to go.
Tied at 14. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Siegel 21, Ravenwood 17.
21-17, Siegel over Ravenwood right now. Bulldogs lead 20-7. We'll run down all the scores here in just a few. Stewart's Creek over Antioch 7-0. Grace Christian MTCS game's a little low scoring for what I thought it would be. First and 10 for Hendry. Back to pass, zips it left side, too high. And incomplete to Avery Jones. Those quick passes have not been friends to them tonight because they've been a little high. He's been a little high on those passes.
And they're throwing awful hard for that high.
0 for 3 tonight in the air.
Second down and 10. This has been all a running game and kind of what was expected.
Yeah. Incomplete pass does stop the clock, so that's what they're trying to do. Second down. The give is to Gacka. And he's going to rumble to about the 24. And the clock's going to continue to run on third down. 4 yards on the play. Is there a timeout called? Indeed, there is. Riverdale calls a timeout.
Yeah, they want to try to get the ball back.
We'll step aside. Be right back.
This is Dr. David Hopkins. In 1992, I established Northfield Medical Clinic, and this is how I developed a winning team.
On offense, complete preventative exams, including Medicare and women's health. On defense, Northfield Medical will shut down your illness today. And special teams, referrals to Middle Tennessee's top specialists are quickly arranged for you.
Northfield Medical is open 6 days a week at 234 West Northfield, right in front of Domino's.
Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment, 895-6995.
DirecTV by Intersource.
Andy DeGraw talks about the difference between calling them and calling the 800 number.
They typically run about 6 to 8 days. You call us and we're going to be able to get you switched over, taken care of, white glove treatment, usually within 48 hours. We're faster because we're right here locally handling all of it. When it comes to service, call us and things are going to get handled quicker.
Intersource. 615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Hendry on the carry.
Hendry on the carry on 3rd and 7 from the 25 to the 30. And
Brady Stokes in on the tackle.
Brady Stokes made the tackle. Is it going to be at the first down marker? It is. So they keep the chain moving forward. That is another first down for them. Only 48 seconds in the clock running now that the chain is set across the way. And they are back at their own 30-yard line. Here is Hendry. The new set of downs. Throws on the back foot. Jump ball and intercepted. And that is Caleb Harney, who comes up with the pick.
He had good position on it. He's right with him. He just stopped. Ball was underthrown a little bit. Easy pick for Harney.
It comes with just 30 seconds left. And, Rod, I look for Riverdale just to try to take a knee and get that clock rolling down to zero, you think? Or you take a shot?
I may go for a bomb.
Yeah, you are the greedy kind, aren't you?
I'm looking for them to try to get something on the ground. I don't think they'll just lay down on it, but I think they'll try to do something on the ground, see if they can break one. Or, like Rod said, a bomb. Way to go for it. Way to go for it, Coach.
First and 10. Suffront going to keep it. Rolls out here to the outside, to the 40, to the 45. Rolled down at about the 47-yard line.
Couldn't tell if he really intended to look for a pass or if he and just took off or if he really was just to fake it and just go with it.
Riverdale takes a timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. We'll be right back. See what Riverdale does on this last play of the quarter.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Sack it down, and just about a yard and a half or so here for Riverdale. But just seconds left here in this first half. Christian Suffront, three-step drop. Now just throws it away. And the ball is on the ground. It's going to be picked up, but it cannot be advanced.
Forward pass. It's thrown
it's
forward.
It's a forward pass. Incomplete pass.
And why did you take 2 minutes to blow the
field? Suffront's pass is incomplete. Rashad Jenkins put the pressure on him on a stunt, and he just had to get rid of it.
Franklin fans thought that should have been they didn't blow the whistle, which they didn't blow the whistle.
But the ball was thrown forward. It went about 5 yards forward.
Right. Third down. Only 10 seconds to go. Coach Webb is asking the official.
Maybe they thought he fumbled it, but his arm came forward. The referee signaled that to the coach.
From the 46.
Ball at the 46 on third down. Quick pass over to the right side at Scrux. Can he make a play? He's at the 50. In Rebel territory at about the 48. Then Scruggs is spun around. Did they throw a flag? Yes, there is a flag, and I think they're going to say.
There is a flag on the play.
Well, they're either going to say he was shoved or as he came around and was trying to make a football play, but also tried to use that to encourage contact maybe. So let's just see what's going to happen here.
State Farm Press Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part tonight by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Champions Chicken, Attorney John Day, and Thick Pen Hearing Center.
It's going to be an unsportsmanlike, well, personal foul penalty against Franklin.
Probably a late hit.
Well, there was definitely a late hit in there.
You know, they blew the whistle already.
Riverdale timeout with 3 seconds to go. Let's step aside for about a half a minute here. We'll come back, and then we're really going to see what happens on the last play of this half when we come back on State Farm Prep Football.
Play ball with Stones River Mall. Cheer on your favorite team with an ice-cold drink and tasty burger at Sam's Sports Grill. Or head over to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the next doubleheader. Stones River Mall wants you to get styled for the big game in the latest athletic gear. Shop for sports jerseys, hats, and footwear at Finish Line and Hibbett Sports.
Be sure to follow Stones River Mall on social media, at Stones River Mall on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
First and 10 for the Warriors after the personal foul penalty. Ball at the 35. Only 3 seconds to go. Got two wides to the left, one to the right. Scruggs, one of those two. They pass right side. It's going to be a jump ball in the end zone and knocked away. Intended for Troy Hudson, but incomplete, and that's your first half. Riverdale, 14. Franklin, nothing. Here in the first half on State Farm Prep Football, a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard before we send you to break. The Rebels and the Patriots at the half, 7-7, Oakland and Maryville. It is Blackman leading at the half, 31-14, getting close to the second half starting there. At the half, it's Stewart's Creek over Antioch, 14-0. Laverne at the half over Franklin County, 6-0. Eagleville at the half over Cornersville, 21-6. And the second quarter, it's Smyrna over Wilson Central, 20-7. Here, 14-0. And a shootout over in at Ravenwood, 24-21. Ravenwood leading Siegel. That one nearing halftime. Grace Christian leads Middle Tennessee Christian 13-8. And that's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll update that for you a time or two during the half. Halftime festivities. But stay with us. John Dinkins returns in just a moment as we continue with State Farm Prep Football from Franklin tonight.
Martin's Home and Garden, Murfreesboro's premier nursery and garden center.
It's time for produce. This is Lester Martin at Martin's Home and Garden, and we have fresh, homegrown produce from the Amish and Mennonites. From tomatoes, onions, peppers, cucumbers, and everything in between. From the grower to your table, it's the freshest produce you'll find in Rutherford County. We also still have lots of nice bedding plants, shrubs, and trees for your summer landscape.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas, where beauty and quality meet.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, they put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza, pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They tell you what to do. They walk you through it. It's been my experience that what I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
Visit our website at parksauction.com.
Parks Auction, 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
State Farm.
Next, it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show with an in-depth review of the first half, stats, and much more. Now, here's John Dinkins.
And we welcome you here with the score, Riverdale leading 14-0 at halftime. Riverdale over the Franklin Rebels. Ideas Tees is the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, you can buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raiders Tees. Thank you. I just got handed a pizza. For Blue Raider tees, polos, hats, and more, you can visit their showroom at 910 Risley Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at ideastees.com. Ideas Tees, proud to be the official TSSAA merchandise source. What have I done to you to deserve this? Anyway, it's time for the Craig's Tax Service first half recap.
And Riverdale, not a lot of scoring, but we'll tell you what transpired. Riverdale got on the scoreboard first with 7:39 to go in the first quarter on a five-yard run by Savion Davis.
Second and goal. Bouncing it outside. Here's Savion Davis. Turns, spins, and is going to be stood up right there at the goal line. Is there an official?
There is touchdown.
It is a touchdown.
There's one. They stood him up at the goal line, but he kept driving. He was turned backwards until he got over. Good effort on his part. This time he kept the ball on the option read, and he just really powered it, wheeled his way in.
And Riverdale scored again on a big play because they were in the hole facing a really serious situation. And with 8:37 to go in the second quarter, this huge run by Savion Davis.
Second down and looks like about 22 or so. Right up the middle, Savion Davis, big yardage, 25, 30, 35, 40, foot race, 50, 40, 30, 20,
10,
5, end zone, touchdown, 11, Warriors, Savion Davis taking it 86 yards.
A big hole between the left tackle and left end, and he just ran through it. Nobody was close and just left him in the dust.
That on a second and 20 play.
And that was the extent of the scoring, Riverdale leading it here 14-0. And that's your first half recap brought to you by Craig's Tax Service. Tax laws can be very confusing. It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Craig's Tax Service specializes in personal and business tax preparation, financials, and bookkeeping services. Call today, 615-890-2233. Craig's Tax Service is at 142 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial. Mike Brandon and Brett Craig, along with Bruce Hall, salute all Rutherford County teams this season. I look forward to a great second half in tonight's game. Time to take a look at the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. For the Riverdale Warriors, Chris Suffront, 8 carries, 84 yards. Savion Davis, 9 carries, 138 yards, and scored 2 touchdowns. Michael Scruggs, 3 carries, minus 7. And Drew Smith, 2 carries, 1 yard. Suffront was 2 of 7, 1 interception, and 13 yards. For the first half, Riverdale rushed for 222 yards. They passed for 13 for a total of 235. And Franklin had Henry with 8 carries, 37 yards. Whitehurst, 2 carries, 8 yards. Matt Gacka with 6 carries and 11 yards. And Henry did not complete a pass in the first half, so Franklin rushed for 56 yards. So a tremendous effort by the Riverdale Warriors. Let's take a look now at our defensive stats. For Riverdale, led by Jalen Simmons with two tackles, Austin Valentine with 2, Hayden Mason with 2, Caleb Harney with 2, Michael Scruggs with 1, Mario Sanders with 2, Connor Perkins had a sack in the game, Austin Rowland with 2 tackles, C.J. Carmel with 1 tackle, and Brandon Golden with 1 tackle for the Warriors. For Franklin, they were led by Dominique Roberts with 3 tackles. Matt Gacka had 2 tackles. And Christian Mulman, big number 71, had 2 tackles for the Rebels. 14-0 is our score. They had an interception by Caleb Henry, and that was the Riverdale Warriors right after. And then they also had a fumble recovery tonight, too, which takeaways, Rod, are kind of huge in a ball game, and it really paid off for the Riverdale in this first half.
Right. That's a big, big thing for them. They struggled last year because they had several turnovers. To have the turnover advantage go in their part really helps keep the momentum in their favor.
Up 14-0 quickly. What do we do? Keep on keeping on?
Keep on defensively, and I would say keep run the option. We're going to have to kill up the middle, but every now and then you've got to mix it up. Right now you're a little leery of the pass. Yeah, it hasn't looked good, but just keep playing tough defense.
You know, I've been impressed with their defense. They had 3 safeties last week, and tonight they've shut out Franklin, and they've had Franklin at some times, Riverdale's kind of bending but not breaking, and
well, they
shut out.
Franklin only had 4 first downs. The big play was the kickoff return.
Right.
You know, that put them in field position, and then that allowed them to keep field position for a while.
Got to watch the penalties. We've had a few too many of those.
Right.
But so far with the takeaways and the running game of Suffront and Davis, things have looked pretty good. We want to highlight our TOA local athletes. And, you know, you mentioned somebody, and we're going to just highlight him tonight. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlights local athletes all season long. And you mentioned Blake Watkins in last week's game. Again, kind of refresh us again on some of the things that he did in that big win for Smyrna.
Well, he had, I think, about 180 yards rushing. But the big thing, he played defensive back, and it was 28-14, and he had an interception. And then on that drive, they were at a fourth and four, and he got a first down, and then later took in the touchdown. So he just both defensively, offensively changed the momentum, and they were then able to come back.
Little guy from Siegel did pretty good too, Will Hoyt, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He very, very impressive.
Had about 100 and some odd yards and didn't play the second half. So congratulations to Blake and Will Hoyt. Congratulations to Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. If you have a sports-related injury, you can schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance today. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. You know, Brian has got some foot problems right now. I suggest he goes to TOA.
That's
I think he's on. It may have to put him on injured reserve. I don't know. But he had a little trouble walking up the steps tonight. I had a little trouble, too, but I'm old. That's what happened. I mean, you
need to get one of these trainers working him out then.
Right.
Work him out and give him a knee brace, and he'll be ready to roll.
Well, speaking of Brian, he'll be back with more of the IDST's Halftime Show coming up after this break, and we'll also recap our scores around the county. As we continue here with the IDST's Halftime Show.
At State Farm, when home and auto work as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. Give me a call at 615-900-0877 and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto.
Sometimes money is harder to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. I would like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Let us help put more money in your pocket by giving us a call at 893-9898.
I'm just so darn agreeable.
Of course you're agreeable. You're a Roscoe Brown Heating and Air Maintenance Agreement.
Yes, and thus I save homeowners tons of money.
Kind of like your doctor giving you a physical checkup twice a year.
But without the two-hour wait.
Call Roscoe Brown Heating and Air to get a valuable maintenance agreement.
Yes, I agree. See how agreeable I am?
Go to RoscoeBrown.com and give us a call.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Do you have a party or gathering to plan? Let Chick-fil-A Catering take the worry out of your next event. They cater any size get-together. Bring everyone's favorites, like chicken minis, chicken nuggets, and strips, to grilled chicken subs, wraps, and their famous chicken sandwiches. Call Fennard at Chick-fil-A Catering, 615-801-0297. That's 615-801-0297. Delivery in some cases, Chick-fil-A with two Murfreesboro locations on Old Fort Parkway and Memorial Boulevard.
Joining us from DirecTV by Intersource, Andy DeGraw, a company that is truly involved in this community.
We have a golf tournament that we host every year that goes to benefit a local charity. We have a strong relationship and a commitment to Rutherford County schools and athletics. We give back around $15,000 a year.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
State Farm.
The IDST's Halftime Show. The in-depth review of the first half, stats, and much more.
Back here at Franklin, Franklin and Riverdale here at the half. Glad you're along with us as we continue with the IDST's Halftime Show. It's time for your Raider Tees Raider Roundup. Chip Walters, what's going on in Blue Raider country?
You know, it is a busy time of year in Blue Raider athletics. Of course, football, soccer, and volleyball coming up. But
Also, cross country season is in the fall, and with it just right around the corner, the Middle Tennessee cross country teams are poised to have another record-breaking year. The men's team has been picked to finish first, while the women's squad was selected to finish second in the 2017 Conference USA preseason poll that was released earlier this week. The men's team took second in the 2016 Conference USA Championships. Their success carried over to a second-place finish in the NCAA South Regional and their team's first ever appearance at the NCAA National Championships. The women's team also finished second in last year's Conference USA Championships and received three first-place votes in this year's poll. Reigning women's Conference USA champ Rice were voted to repeat again as champions this upcoming year. The men's squad returned six from last year's team. They also returned top runners, including Jacob Chogue, as well as Keegan Chimati and Samson Laurie, along with Amos Chariot. The women's squad looks to replace its top talents from last season after losing two senior standouts, but coming back are Agnes Abu, Abike Egbeniyi, Rachel Kigan, and Sharon Kibawat. So all the information on the cross-country team, of course, available on BlueRaiders.com. Just as Blue Raiders are about to return to Murfreesboro and open the 2017-18 women's golf season, upperclassmen Jenna Burris and Hanley Long have already captured a title to get some momentum going. Burris and Long captured the 22nd annual Tennessee Women's Four-Ball Championship Wednesday at Lookout Mountain Golf Club in runaway fashion, reminiscent of the dominating title run that Burris had just 4 months ago at the Conference USA Championships. The pair fired back-to-back rounds of 4-under-67 on Tuesday and Wednesday to finish at 8-under-par 134 for the tournament to capture the title. We're just about 9 days away from Blue Raider football as the Raiders will open against Vanderbilt. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, you need to do that. And it is season tickets are still available, of course, and also those $100 fan packs that get you four tickets to the Vandy game along with four hot dogs and four soft drinks. You can contact the Blue Raider ticket office at 615-898-5261.
Thanks, Chipper. That's your Raider Tees Raider Roundup brought to you by Raider Tees. Hey, the 2017 Nike gear is here. Five new polos, four new quarter zips, hot jackets, tees, sweats, all 30% off, too, during the big preseason sale through September the 2nd. Plus, by the way, Raider Tees open tomorrow, 9 until 1 tomorrow. So stop in, save 30%, and if you spend $50 or more, get a free bolt-up tee. That's right, a free bolt-up tee for purchases $50 or more and 30% off during the preseason sale. And all the Nike gear's here. What else could you ask for? Stop on in and visit with Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad right there by Chewy's Restaurant. And stop in and visit with our friends at Raider Tees. Ideas Tees Halftime Show continues here in just a moment. We'll be right back with more here on State Farm Prep Football.
Cremation seems to be the talk of the day. This is Lenny Farmer again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. People are more and more finding themselves in the position of having to decide between full funeral plans and full or direct cremation plans. Well, it is a decision that must be made by someone at some time. The best time to decide your future need is now, and the best person to decide is you. You can take the burden of deciding off of your family by calling me at 615-893-2422, and together we can work out a guaranteed plan for you.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we have a great lesson program set up. We teach piano, bass, guitar, violin, and other instruments. We have really friendly teachers that can teach you anything you want to learn. Only $25 for a half-hour lesson. I'm Tom Seymour, inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, located at 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro, right across the street from Indian Hills Golf Course. Music World and Drummer's Den.
Hey, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. We're on Broad Street next to the Harley dealer in Murfreesboro. We sell our vehicles at bargains 50 to 80% below what they sold for new, inspected, certified, warranty approved, every vehicle on our lot. Financed as low as 2%. If you got bad credit, you come see us. We will fix you up. We love to help people with bad credit. See our website, evansautoexchange.com, or give us a call, 895-6990.
Martin's Home and Garden, Murfreesboro's premier nursery and garden center.
It's time for produce. This is Lester Martin at Martin's Home and Garden, and we have fresh, homegrown produce from the Amish and Mennonites. From tomatoes, onions, peppers, cucumbers, and everything in between. From the grower to your table, it's the freshest produce you'll find in Rutherford County. We also still have lots of nice bedding plants, shrubs, and trees for your summer landscape.
Martin's Home and Garden, on Broad Street across from Demas, where beauty and quality meet.
Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken is finally here and open in the borough. Champy's is located in the old Hooters location on Northwest Broad Street. At Champy's, freshness is of utmost importance. So all chicken is cooked fresh to order. It takes a little longer, but you can grab a 40 or a drink of your choice and enjoy an appetizer. And I suggest that Mississippi Delta homemade tamales with crackers and slaw. Mm-mm. Go by 1310 Northwest Broad or call them at 615-225-8040 and cater that next party or tailgating event.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Taking a look at our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as we get ready for the second half of action here. Riverdale leading in this one 14-0 over Franklin. Maryville and Oakland tied 7-7. And that is in the start of the third quarter. Blackman leading Ray County 38-21. It's Eagleville over Cornersville 21-6. That also starting in the third. Grace Christian has his way with Middle Tennessee Christian School as of right now, 13-8 in the third quarter. Stewart's Creek leading Antioch 14-0 in half. And it's Smyrna over Wilson Central 20-7. That also a halftime score. And again, we mentioned 14-0 here, Riverdale. Ravenwood over Siegel, that's a close one right now. Halftime, 24-21, Ravenwood. And Laverne at half leads Franklin County by a score of 6-0 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. I want to tell you what's coming up on WGNS Primetime Sports tomorrow, Saturday morning, beginning at 8. It's the Prentice Osteopedic and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Chick-fil-A and Donut Country. The order of coaches will be Riverdale at 8:05, Laverne, make that Smyrna, 8:25, Blackman at 8:40. Laverne at 9 a.m., Oakland at 9:15, Stewart's Creek at 9:30, Siegel at 9:45, and Eagleville at 10 o'clock. And then you can join us for MTCS Cougar Corner, presented by Hall Bowling Automotive, and that begins around 10:15. We have the schedule of times on our website, WGNSSports.com. If you've missed your favorite coaches segment, you can listen back on demand at WGNSSports.com. If you've missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, don't forget we're podcasting each game and coaches show for high school and MTSU sports this season. Just log on to WGNSSports.com to listen on demand. It's sponsored by Sir Pizza. We'll also bring you the post-game replays. 14-0. Riverdale leading Franklin. You've been listening to the IDST's halftime show. We'll take a break, and Brian will have the second half story for you coming up here from Franklin High School.
When you need new tires or automotive service, you don't need a hassle. Cubs Tire Pros offers great tire brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that'll keep you going for miles to come. Plus, all tires and automotive services are backed by their nationwide warranty, including roadside assistance coverage with every purchase. For hassle-free service you can trust at prices you'll love, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro today or online at budstireprostn.com.
It's no picnic being a home heating unit. We work like a dog, 24-7.
Yeah, yeah. Woof, woof.
Oh, you try it, smart guy. No breaks, no lunch, not even health insurance. And if I don't get help, I might die.
Call Rusco Brown Heating and Air for repair and replacement.
I'm taking a nap.
You get honest estimates, plus punctual friendly service. Find them at RuscoBrown.com and give them a call.
Wake me when they get here.
Rusco Brown.
RuscoBrown.com.
This is Jason Green with Reeves Sane Drugstore.
It's that time of year where travel is top of your mind, whether that's on a mission trip with your church or just leisure. We'd love to help you with your travel immunizations. It's always good to check and make sure that you're updated before you leave the country, and ReefSync can help you with all those, whether that's typhoid, malaria prevention, hepatitis A, tetanus shot. Reach out to us for your travel needs. This is Jason Green at ReefSync Drugstore, and as always, we offer free delivery Monday through Friday here at ReefSync, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
At the law offices of John Day, we represent people who've been injured and need our legal help. And it's our job to give them that help as quickly as we can. After helping hundreds of Middle Tennesseans in the past couple years, we've opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, we're closer and more convenient than ever. Go to johndaylegal.com and call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue, and Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm Agent Bud Morris, located at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School, here to help life go right. State Farm Agent Bud Morris, 615-893-1417. And back with the play-by-play story for the second half here is Brian Barrett and Chicken Little, Rod Edwards. Well, you know, I thought you were going to go to Champions tonight after the game.
Oh.
Do they close at 12? Or
I have no idea.
Thought the sky was falling or something,
no.
Maybe. That's Chicken Little, isn't
he
it?
He knows I'm just joshing with him. Right, Rod?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I said that kind of harshly. Is he looking at me hard there, Brian?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, all right. I'll lay off.
Yeah, you might want to.
He's always joshing.
First half was so far so good for Riverdale. If they can keep that up here in the second half, Rod, what do you think is going to be a difference here?
Right now it looks like a battle between the offensive running games, and if we can keep control, don't give anything up big, we can hang on and win this game.
It'll be an exciting second half. The kickoff to Riverdale. He's going to bounce into the end zone. So first and 10 from the 20. It'll be Warriors with the football there. 8:31. Starting here this second half, brought to you by J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard, 352 Northwest Boulevard, by the way. You want to try out that new Raptor watch that they have, virtually indestructible. Challenge you to do it. Somebody shot a .22 caliber at it. It's still ticking, so that's a good, tough watch there. Check it out at J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. First and 10 here. For Christian Souffrant, ball on the right hash with Savion Davis in the backfield there with him. Quick pass here to the near side to Jared Campbell. He's going to be wrapped up about the 26-27-yard line, but picks up seven on the quick pass out.
And he spread out far left. He just stepped up about 5 yards, hit him, and good for 7 yards. And this can open things up for him if we can hit the quick pass and feel confident with it.
Second down and eight. I like those second and short situations. Two wide left, two to the right. Scruggs one of those to the right. Quick passes to Jarrett Campbell, and he's going to pick up 3 yards before Crowther took him down, but it's enough for the First Bank. First down, First Bank with offices in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and 46 across the state. That's First Bank. Well, Rod, they come out slinging it.
Right, bubble screen there. Had a blocker in front of him. Maybe we'll get enough yards for first down.
Ball dropped, and all Davis could do was just fall on it. And I think that was more of a bad exchange. But I don't know that Christian ever had the football.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you don't want. A mistake like this, it kind of slows you down, lose yardage. But they have stepped up, you know, in tough situations in this game already.
Loss of four on the play to bring up second and 14, just underway in the second half. Riverdale leading by a couple of touchdowns. Scruggs is going to be in motion, may get the ball this time. No, they fake to him. It's Christian keeping it. He's at the 35-40, at the 45-50, at the 40, and tripped up from behind. And
looks like he might be hurt, yeah.
Dominique Roberts on the tackle, and Christian Souffrant is on the ground. The way he went down, he just didn't really move a lot from that spot.
I don't know if it's a knee or an ankle.
Well, they're going to bring the doctors over and kind of take a look at him there. And Coach Will Kreisky making his way across the field as well. So while we have an injury timeout here from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we'll take a break and we'll check on Christian Souffrant down there. The Riverdale quarterback is on the turf. We'll be right back in a moment.
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Mooresville Boulevard.
Here with Jeff Mullins. And Jeff, you know us guys, we need help finding that right diamond.
We have a lot of diamonds that are already mounted in rings, earrings, pendants or bracelets, loose diamonds. We have rounds, ovals, prince's cuts, pear cuts, cert stones, which are certified stones. Pretty much anything that you could possibly need to have something made up for that very, very special occasion.
Jay Mullins Jewelry, 352 West Mooresville Boulevard, next to CJ's Restaurant.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-896-2013. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
At State Farm, when home and auto work as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wommel. Give me a call at 615-890-0850, and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, fnbmt.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Murfreesboro City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris. We should all want to live in a blessed city, full of opportunities, hope, happy families, and friendly people. Join me in doing something in someone's life that's timeless, priceless, effortless, and transmittable. Be an encourager. Smile at someone today. I'm City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris, and I hope that this message uplifted and brightened your day.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Steve Martin Construction, Craig's Tank Service, and Loveless Fine Photography.
Christian Souffrant was injured on the long run, and all we can tell you for certain right now is there is a huddle around him. Coach Will Kreisky is out there as well, and talking to Coach Webb. Do see Christian's mom and dad out there. Obvious long faces, and I believe that they are working to get an ambulance onto the track here. There seems to be some scurrying going on to try to make some room for that. All of that to say, it's a pretty serious injury. Now he's lucid, he's conscious, and all that kind of stuff. But just by being around this long enough, Rod, and seeing injuries like this, it's something pretty serious, like maybe a break or something like that.
Right,
and just speculation right now.
Right. Either it looks like it's deformed, it's bent so bad, or maybe a bone is protruding. But you could see the reaction as his mom came up that, right away she saw that, he's seriously hurt. But, again, it's not, like you say, a concussion or anything like that.
Right. But it is pretty serious. Down with an EMS is being called in from what we can understand here and see. His mother kneeling down there with him to give him some comfort there as well, which gives me an opportunity to run down the scores that we have on the other games. This is going to take a few minutes here. We do have some score updates to pass along. Oakland has put a tray on the board and now lead 10-7 in the third quarter over the Maryville Rebels. 10-7 Oakland. Eagleville 24, Cornersville 6, 24-6. Eagleville leading in that. Smyrna in the third quarter 20-7 over Wilson Central. Late in the third quarter, Grace Christian leads Middle Tennessee Christian 13-8. Laverne has had their lead cut to 6-3, although I think I saw a tweet just a moment ago. Franklin County, I think, now leads 9-6. 9-6, Franklin County has taken a late lead in that one. And still have halftime scores on all the other games that we can pass along to you here. So that's a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll take another break here. And, again, the break in the action is, again, to recap, if you're just joining us, Christian Souffrant ran about 36 yards on the play, picked up a big first down, and went down at where he is at the 34-yard line and has a serious injury of some type, lower body type injury. See if we can find out a bit more as we continue. Stay with us. We'll be right back to Franklin here in just a moment.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Play ball with Stones River Mall. Cheer on your favorite team with an ice-cold drink and tasty burger at Sam's Sports Grill. Or head over to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the next doubleheader. Stones River Mall wants you to get styled for the big game in the latest athletic gear. Shop for sports jerseys, hats, and footwear at Finish Line and Hibbett Sports.
Be sure to follow Stones River Mall on social media at Stones River Mall on Facebook and Instagram.
DirecTV by Intersource.
We're doing the game of the week with a MVP presentation.
Andy DeGraw.
That school is going to receive a plaque, and they're also going to be an MVP. That person will get a trophy. You know, we want to carry that on through baseball and softball. Just trying to recognize athletics and the schools as well as the student athletes.
Intersource. 615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
It's football time in Middle Tennessee, and
no, not yet. The first Blue Raider game isn't until September 2nd.
Okay, it's football preseason sale time at Raider Tees. 30% off all Nike and tailgating items until the first game, including the new Nike merchandise that just arrived. Tees, polos, sweats, and one-quarter zip tops, all at Raider Tees. Your best place for Blue Raider gear and tailgate items.
Let's go shopping, Blue Raiders!
Raider Tees is located at 910 Ridgely Road behind Chewy's.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Gil's Ace Hardware, the helpful place, brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the games. You can sign up at WGNSSports.com. Stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gil's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville.
If you're just joining us, the play has been stopped here with the injury to Riverdale starting quarterback and senior Christian Souffrant. And the news that we have gotten, which would be from someone here that knows, we are awaiting ambulance to come in and take Christian to the hospital. And the injury that's being reported is a broken femur. So Rod, if it was a knee or something like that, they would probably have taken him off to the sidelines before then maybe getting some medical attention. But with a break, you just can't take those chances.
Can't move them.
Just keep them where they are and let the medical professionals come in and take care of that. So that is the situation here at Franklin. And, gosh, man, that just I hate it for that kid because mm-hmm. it's his senior year, and he's such an integral part of this team.
Yeah, he's, you know, played quite a bit as a sophomore, starting last year. Really excited about this year. Really, you know, be a part of turning the Riverdale football program around after a couple of years of kind of hardships in a sense. And it really hurts when it's your senior year because that's a special one, you know. If you're a junior year, you got another year to come back,
right?
You know, and make up for it. So heart goes out to him. He's got a long time of some pain and recovery, and for the family. To go through it, but so
you can obviously
say your prayers for him.
Yeah, obviously see mom and dad down there, and Coach Will Kreisky and all that. I mean, they're pretty broken up over this, and as are we. I mean, this is kind of a hush over the stadium right now, and long faces from Warrior fans across the way. But it's going to take just a bit of time for the ambulance to get here and for all of that to take place. So we're going to do our best to keep you updated on what's going on here. And also keep things rolling here with some information. Let me run down the scores again, and then we'll take another quick break and get an NBC Sports update here in a second. Oakland 10-7 in the fourth quarter now in that game. And Patriots leading the Maryville Rebels. It's Blackman 45, Ray County 21. Eagleville over Cornersville 31-6. The Eagles are rolling right now. 20-7, Smyrna over Wilson Central. It's been that way for quite a while in that one. And Grace Christian 13-8 over Middle Tennessee Christian. Same score, Ravenwood 24, Siegel 21. Franklin leads Laverne 9-6. Red Hawks over the Bears 14-0. And that's the same score here, Riverdale over the Franklin Rebels. We'll take a break, come back, and we could be ready for play here in just a few. Stay with us as we continue State Farm Prep Football from Franklin, Tennessee.
Toots is also known for our seafood dishes. We've got everything from fried oysters to steamed oysters, oysters on the half shell, peel and eat shrimp, fried shrimp, catfish, clams, you name it. Come on down and get some seafood at Toots. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Thigpen Hearing Center is our locally owned and operated hometown audiology office. Dr. Thigpen has been serving our area for over 32 years, and there are three doctors of audiology with more than 45 years combined trusted experience. At Thigpen Hearing Center, there's something available for everyone and every budget. Thigpen Hearing Center is on Robert Rose Drive near Stones River Mall. Call today, 615-494-4344. That's 615-494-4344. They look forward to hearing from you soon.
Hello, it's me, your automated banker. Was it something I said? If so, please press 1. If it's you and not me, please press 2. You are caller number 1. To me.
Switch to First Bank and get the great personal service, local decision making, and a real person to help you at the other end of the phone line you can only find at a real community bank. Plus, our mobile banking app now keeps us even closer. First Bank, where the accent is on you. Member FDIC.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Turning into an injury-plagued evening in preseason week number 3 on a Friday night. Patriots are leading the Lions 24-7. You got Tom Brady with a pair of touchdowns. Mike Gillis lead a touchdown run. But the story here is Julian Edelman forced to leave the game with a knee injury, carted off the field, has not returned. In the Chiefs game, they're up 3-0 on the Seahawks. That's the good news in the first quarter. The bad news, starting running back Spencer Ware, after 3 carries and 15 yards, he was carted off the field with a leg injury in the first quarter. He also has not returned. Suspensions for the Tigers and the Yankees brawl from yesterday handed out today. Miguel Cabrera gets the heftiest. 7 games. Gary Sanchez, Alex Wilson, 4. Austin Romine, 2. And Brad Ausmus, he got 1. I'm Keith Irizarry, and this is NBC Sports Radio.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina. I need to change my oil.
Well, we have 5 quarts of Mobil 1, full synthetic, for $18.99 after rebate.
Great.
And when you enroll in Speed Perks, you can save even more.
Whoa, even better. Thanks.
Now at Advance Auto Parts, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic or full synthetic high mileage for just $18.99 after $10 mail-in rebate. Also at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Limit 2, not available in Connecticut or Rhode Island.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era, building miles of new power line and helping residents set up cutting-edge electrical appliances in their homes. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Our weekend special, in my opinion, is the best special that we've got. It's our imported Danish baby back ribs, slow cook for hours, fall off the bone, extremely lean, no gristle. Try our baby back ribs this weekend. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
We are back here at Franklin, and quarterback Christian Souffrant is on a stretcher now on his way to the back of an ambulance. And on the way out, the Riverdale players, a lot of the team came out to midfield to get some high fives or whatnot with him from as he goes off the field, which was really cool to see, and put his hand in the air to signal up toward the stars, if you will. And now they're going to give the teams a little bit of time here to warm up. It's been pretty lengthy break here, Rod. So
see, when they don't have a ambulance on site,
right,
things go a little quicker, or if the hospital's not close by. But everybody's been patient. Good applause from the fans as they lifted him up. As you mentioned, he raised his hand, and his players come over. The injury took place in front of the Rebels bench, and the Riverdale players come over, it's the seniors, and he was shaking hands with him as he went by, rolling by.
Thought that was a real touching moment. Broken femur, that's 6-8 weeks in a cast, mm-hmm. if not more, and lots of rehab. And
it's easy to start already saying, why me?
Right.
Why me? You know, but, you know, it was a very touching moment.
It indeed was. And, you know, that was – how does Riverdale respond from that? I mean, that's going to be one of those unknown factors. I mean, it can go one of two ways a lot of times.
Either you can play for him or you'll be depressed.
Right.
It's going to be one or the other. Of course, what he wants them to do is play for him.
Well,
extra motivation. And what's going to hurt is you know, he's been one of the keys in offensively in this game, him and Savion Davis. have been really carrying the load on offense.
All right, that injury occurred at the 10:29 mark here of the third quarter. We had just gotten underway, and he picked up 36 yards on the play. And just the way he went down, I heard some others who probably had a little better view than we did say it looked like when he came down and his leg was rolled on by a defender. And in that situation, if his momentum is carrying him one way and the defender's laying on his leg, you could see where that could possibly yes. cause the injury. And again, we heard that it was a broken femur. So we'll find out much more from Coach Kreisky in the morning about that. But our best wishes to the Souffrant family as they make their way. It's just it's kind of tough to get back up after something like
right.
that.
Right. It really kind of leaves a lull and dullness over the stadium and everyone.
Let me, as we get back ready to play here in just a second, a few scores to pass along. And the Oakland and Maryville game is in the fourth quarter. 10-7, Oakland leads Maryville. 45-21, Blackman over Ray County. Still 13-8, Cougars trailing Grace Christian. Eagleville has scored again, 31-6 over Cornersville. Bulldogs 30, Wildcats 10. So they are rolling in that. And Ravenwood has taken a 31-21 lead over Siegel. That's in the third quarter. 9-6, Franklin leading Laverne. And Stewart's Creek over Antioch, 14-0. All scores we have for you. And this is Taylor Yancey, sophomore quarterback, to Savion Davis. Davis 30. Davis across the 30, going to be tackled and taken down about the 27-28-yard line. Gavin King on the tackle. And one thing you're going to, you know, Savion Davis is going to have to step up his game even more, I would say.
And probably need to get Scruggs involved in it.
Second down with the gain of 8. Yancey, the quick pass left side, is going to be complete to Campbell. 20, 15, and he is out of bounds at the 11-yard line. Quick pass from sophomore Taylor Yancey.
He looked very calm on that. Came up quickly, hit his man right away, and got a nice yardage.
I'm sure he never expected to be in this game tonight in this situation. But this now very well may be his team to lead. Sophomore backup quarterback, Taylor Yancey. It's going to be a give to Savion Davis. Turns and spins and muscles his way to the 5-yard line. And then finally ridden out of bounds there. And he just refused to go down.
Right. Hard yardage on his part. Got about the 5-yard line. He got his back turned and they forced him out of bounds then. But he kept his feet turning.
16-6, Franklin County. Franklin County has scored 16 unanswered in that game against the Wolverines. It is first, make that second and 3. Near side, Savion Davis. Does he get in? He is just shy.
Davis on the carry.
It's going to bring up third down, I think. He got inside the 1.
Matt Jacko was in on the stop.
But it is enough for the first down, First Bank first down, of course, in the Steve Martin Construction red zone here. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction, 615-904-9639.
All at the 1-yard line.
First and goal from the 1 for the Warriors. Looking to win one for their senior quarterback, Christian Souffrant. Yancey at quarterback.
There you go.
To Davis. No. Second and goal. I think he got back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe.
Just about, almost. Good tackle by Connie Kelton, the linebacker. He penetrated, made a nice tackle. We're going to see a lot of Davis. He's got a lot of work to put out in the second half, it looks like.
Certainly will.
It's going to be a lot on his shoulders.
Second and goal now. They did lose a yard. Second and goal from the 2. Yancey to Davis. Davis up the middle behind that big line. And he's in. Touchdown, Warriors. Savion Davis from 2 yards.
It was hard-fought yardage. Again, right up the middle. Had him hanging on. He was able to drag himself into the end zone.
Toots touchdown for the Riverdale Warriors. Toots, good food and fun. South Church Street. and Broad Street in Murfreesboro, Sam Ridley in Smyrna, and coming in the spring to Blackman on Highway 96. Time for the point after by Caleb Moore to put Riverdale up 21-0. The kick is away. The kick is low, and the kick is good. Just made it across. 21-0 Warriors lead on State Farm Prep Football.
If you've been injured in a car crash, you need our legal help, but you don't have to drive to Nashville anymore to get it. The law offices of John Day has expanded our office location to Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital, so you can get the legal help you need sooner and easier than ever before. Go to johndaylegal.com and then call us at 867-9900. We are available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Here's the kickoff by Hayden Mason to the Rebels, taken at the 20 by Whitehurst. Whitehurst strung out. He's at the 25 and ridden out of bounds over there.
Davis
Whitehurst had a great game last week, is a highly touted running back. But Riverdale has really kept him under control tonight.
Right. And they made a big mistake here. He got the ball on the right side. He should have just tried to bust straight up. And he tried to get around them, and there was no getting around. A good pursuit on their part. And he actually lost yardage on the play.
The champion's time of the drive, 10 plays, 1:17, 80-yard drive, and it only took 1:17. All food made from scratch at Champions with homemade sides. You can't go wrong. Chicken fried fresh to order. Champions Chicken, 11310 Northwest Broad Street near Big Lots.
First and 10, give you some score updates in a moment. A lot's changed here. Fake by Hendry. Now the late pitch out. Can't get the edge over here. John Carter Craig, the senior. He was, they kind of, I guess he was in motion, wasn't he? They pitched back over to him.
Right. The first time he's actually pitched on the opposite. He's kept all the others. But Troy Hudson ran it down and held him only 2-yard gain.
Late in the game, Maryville has taken a 13-10 lead over Oakland. 13-10. Rebels, and we have first final of the night. Blackman, I'll tell you about it after this play. Here's Whitehurst, 30, 35, 40. It's across the 40 to about the 42-yard line, and just as we said, kind of kept him under wraps. Mario Sanders maybe saved a tackle there for the Warriors, or saved a touchdown.
And he showed some quick feet, too. He made some nice moves. He come around the right side. We get free.
Blackman a winner, 52-21 over Ray County. 52-21 Blackman a winner. Those are score updates on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Stewart's Creek has scored again. They lead 21-0. New set of downs here. And nothing doing here this time for Whitehurst. Trying to go right up the middle, and Riverdale clogged up that interior very sufficiently.
Well, Sanders, a tackle, and Rowland and a middle linebacker just stuffed that play. They both met him at the line of scrimmage.
It's going to be second down. Brentwood is leading Cane Ridge 27-14, by the way. Cane Ridge, one of those region opponents for our North Rutherford County teams. It is second down and 8. Hendry on the run now. Passes here right side. Incomplete. That was just kind of throwing it out there to John Taylor and say, catch it if you can, because I've got to get rid of it.
Well, if you had Lydiker 308 pounds coming after you, you'd hurry up and get rid of it too.
Yeah, isn't that
the
truth?
Put nice pressure on him.
You see Dre rumbling in. Third down and about 8. And it looks like Got about 5 minutes, 58 seconds left here in the third quarter of play. Riverdale up 21 to nothing. To Whitehurst. Line of scrimmage, nothing else. And guess who? Big 99 leading the way.
99 and C.J. Cartmell, number 50, both stuffed that run.
Well, they make a huge difference on the interior of that line. You know, Dre missed last season with an injury, and it's good to see him back out there. I'm sure he is very happy to be laying some hits.
Well, Mario Sanders wanted to play before, was one of those on the tackle, also injured in about the third game last year. So this kind of helped having these guys come back.
On fourth down, here is the punt by Landon Carter. Scruggs at the 25, flags everywhere. Scruggs on the run from the 40 to the 45 and tripped up there. I was blocked from whatever happened.
We had a block in the back.
Okay, it was pretty obvious to everybody that saw it.
Right in front of the receiver, so the referee could see it. Three people there, you'd see that.
You know, Brian, when you look back at that touchdown, how big was that after the injury?
Yeah.
And Yancey was able to complete a pass, drive him on down the field, get a touchdown. That's got to be great for their confidence,
right,
especially for that sophomore quarterback.
And you saw, I think, Davis, he's been running determined anyway, but it seemed like it was even more determination because they knew at the last couple of plays that he was getting the ball.
Well, we'll see how the kid handles it on this drive. And
well, he's going to have to do it from back at the 14-yard line after the penalty on the block.
That's where it really hurts.
Yes.
Well, not only that, we gained about 25 yards on the run, plus that, plus from the spot of the foul.
That's a big yardage foul right there, isn't it?
First about 40 yards.
Yeah. First and 10 now. Taylor Yancey, backup quarterback, to Savion Davis, weaving in and out of the line, bouncing it out here to the left side, and rumbles all the way to the 20-yard line. He was zigging, he was zagging, he was doing some fancy footwork out there for
and,
that 6
and
yards.
He was throwing off people, trying to bring him down. About three or four, he broke through the tackles. He finally went down.
7 yards on the gain, so second and, well, we'll call it 8 yards on the gain. Second and 2. 4:42 left here in this third quarter. Yancey, whistles. Flag from the sideline judge. Someone may have moved. Looks like it is going to be against Riverdale. They're backing up. It is procedure against the Warriors. So the false start backs them up 5 yards. Back to the 16-yard line. Penalties have been costly at times. Hasn't ruled the game, per se.
Well, he had two that were declined.
Here's Davis trying a little juke move, but only gets a couple there. But instead of second and two, you're talking about second and seven, and you only get 2 yards, so it makes it third and five in a much tougher situation.
And so far you've shown that you're going to be running Davis, so after a while they're going to really be keying on him.
31-28, Siegel Stars coming back. They trail Ravenwood. Savion Davis going to be dropped for a big loss this time. And they're beginning to key on that just a little bit.
Yeah, had Jacob come through. He just shot through the line, got him as he started to go.
Go into the fourth quarter, Grace Christian 13, Middle Tennessee Christian 8. And Eagleville a winner tonight, 31-6 over Cornersville, a new final in.
Number 4, Davis Whitehurst is deep behind them.
Whitehurst, big threat for the Rebels, back at the 45-yard line. Here's the Valentine punt. It is high in the lights, bounces at the 48, and now bounces forward across midfield to their own 45 and not returnable. Well, that's almost perfect.
Yeah. I'm glad it was short, so he couldn't get it. And then our defenders were down in his way, and they let it bounce a little bit because I was scared if he could have got the ball on the run. He has the speed. He could have really put us in a really bad field position.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Rick's Barbecue, Renaissance of Heating and Air, ASC Signs, Fleet Feet, Midas of Murfreesboro, FMB Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, State Farm, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Grace Christian has scored again. They lead 19-8 over Middle Tennessee Christian School. On your scoreboard, little quick flip.
Denise.
From Hendry back to Nice. He's at the 50 and now out of bounds at the 48-yard line of Riverdale, somewhere around in there. Looks like about an 8-yard gain before Gamble made the tackle.
He's a wing back in motion, and he pitched back to him, and he quickly got around the right side, a little speed sweep. First time they really run that one from the wing back position. A good gain on the play.
Siegel has cut the Ravenwood lead to 3, 31-28 Ravenwood. Updates on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland trailing Maryville by a tray, 13-10. Sackett down here for the Franklin Rebels. Gacka going to get that first down. And now breaks free from the huddle from the 40 to the 30 to the 20 to the 10. He is going to score. Thought they had him dropped for sure. He did get the first down, but then came out of there like a rocket to score the touchdown. That goes 48 yards.
Well, the determination on Gacko. Like we said, it looked like they had him stopped, and he just exploded out. No defenders back. Easy score.
Now that Riverdale score looks really big. It's now 21-6 with the point after attempt for the Rebels upcoming here. And it's Christopher Miller-Hill to attempt the PAT. Time on the clock, 2 minutes 47 seconds left here in the third quarter. You've got Josh Nichols to hold for the point after. It is up and it is good. It's a new score, 21-7. Riverdale still leads on State Farm Prep Football.
So what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and sets your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Auto, renters, frankly, any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me at 615-893-1417.
In Rutherford County, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, here to help life go right when you combine home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-895-2700 and let me save you money and time.
Winner's Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winner's Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, Winner's Trophy, at Comcast.net. That's Winner's Trophy at Comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winner's Trophies, 904-6002.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm Agents Jenny Allman, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Dana Womack, and Andy Womack, here to help life go right. 21-7, Riverdale leads here with a little over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brian, you've got an update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Yeah, apparently one of the scores that I'd been given on Oakland Maryville was incorrect, because the new score I'm seeing, and I'm pretty sure this person's there, 17-7 Oakland over Maryville. 17-7 Oakland over Maryville.
That's
we had
late.
it 13-10 Maryville, but 2:02 to go in the fourth quarter, so it looks like Oakland Patriots may hand Maryville their first regular season loss since 2010. This kick after the roughing the kicker penalty put the ball at their own 45, and this one wound up somewhere in the downtown square.
You know, if that score holds up, that's more pressure on Maryville now, the new guy in town.
Right. All right, people start talking.
Yeah.
You know how people are.
Well, if number one is beaten by number three and number two and three are in one county, what does that say about the target on Rutherford County's back, too?
Right.
Be interesting to see
how
that all plays.
I was very happy with that kick into the end zone. I mean, guy kicked in the end zone the normal distance. You know, they'd have come up short and pinned his back. Could have given us more trouble because there was a 15-yard penalty for roughing the kicker.
First and 10 Pass left side by Yancey to Scruggs. Scruggs 25, 30, and out of bounds. Crossing the 30-yard line. He's going to be close to that first down, but just shy. About 9 yards, I think, on that. Nope, they're going to give him 10. It's a First Bank first down for the Warriors, where community banking has been the philosophy since founded in 1906. That's First Bank. Siegel 35, Ravenwood 31. Stars coming back in that one against the Raptors. First and 10, the Warriors are ready as Yancey sets him down. Quick pass to the right side. A little low, and I think they're going to say this was an incomplete pass out to the right side to Josh Harney.
I think that's just as well that they dropped that because he was going to have a loss, I believe.
You know, the one before, Scruggs stepped back. You can see his speed, and he got the first down. Trying just to do quick passes to the sideline. Just trying to spread it out and maybe break it. Just somebody like Scruggs can break one like that.
Second down and 10. It's going to be a keep by Yancey, and he's going to be taken down at about the 35-yard line. Gains a couple on the first and 10. Don't really mind that play right there. Get the youngster a chance.
You got to get people off of Davis a little bit because they were beginning to really key on him.
Second down, make that third down now, and about, looks like 7, 2:12 to go here in the third. It's 9:15, and yes, we're in the third quarter. We had a long delay due to the injury. If you're just joining us, Christian Souffrant, starting quarterback for the Warriors, a senior, was taken off the field with a broken fibula. Out of bounds. After the catch, short gain by Michael Scruggs on the pass and catch, but it brings up fourth down, picks up maybe a yard, and boy, they read that well.
Right, an astounding hit by Garrison Glover, defensive back, really closed on him with a hard hit.
On fourth and five, forced to punt. 2:02 to go in the game. Oakland leads Maryville 17-7, Franklin County 16-6 over Laverne. Latest scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Blackman a winner tonight in big fashion. MTCS coming back. They trail by only three now, 19-16. Here's the Valentine punt. Bounces inside the 30. Rolls inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line and not returnable. Riverdale has done a good job of keeping it out of the hands of Mr. Whitehurst.
I think if Mr. Whitehurst would get a little closer, he'd have a better shot at it.
Yeah. Ravenwood 38, Siegel 35. So Ravenwood takes the lead. That is what we call a seesaw affair.
Depends on who has the ball last.
Minute 19 to go, 17-14 Oakland. Rebels just scored. It's a three-point game, minute 19 to go.
Think there'll be an onside kick?
I would think so, don't you? First and 10. Harney. I think that's Whitehurst in that pileup.
It's Gekka.
Oh, Gekka. He's carrying it to the 30-yard line.
He's starting to take over a little bit. You know, he's the one that busted through for the long touchdown round. He carried the pile about 5-6 yards.
All I could see after that 9-yard gain was the 4. Whitehurst is 4, and he's 24, although he's a little taller. Quite a bit taller.
Yes.
He almost looks like a big wide receiver, doesn't he, back there?
Mm-hmm.
Twins to the right. Man in motion here to the right side. Line heavy here on this side. Coming this way is Harney. And the tackle missed. He breaks one out of bounds at the 35-yard line. And Clay Scuthern almost had him wrapped up there, but I think Clay's momentum carried him a little bit past him.
Yeah. And, I mean, good read on the part of Henry, too.
Franklin County has defeated Laverne 16-6. It's a final. Franklin County 16, Laverne 6 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. By the way, Maryville has all three timeouts left and likely an onside kick coming up as they trail Oakland 17-14. Late in the game, a minute 19 left. Here, Harney fakes to Gekka. Now he's going to make the late pitch or no. He decides to pull it in and is dropped at the line of scrimmage.
He faked in, faked hand up inside, faked the pitch out. Good job staying home on defense.
21-7 your score with 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. 21-7, and Franklin faced with a second down and 8 yards to go.
Bryant and Carmel, the two that made the tackle on the last play.
Two wides left, one to the right. Here's Harney. Over the top and incomplete. Through the hands of John Taylor. Well defended there by the Warriors. I believe that was Brady Stokes. It was.
Man, that was close to an interception right there. We could have used that.
Taylor went in motion to his left, and he cut, went around in and cut back up, slanted across the middle, and nice coverage of Stokes' part.
Taking a timeout here. Fourth quarter coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Karen Milligan, letting you know you can now get personal FNB mortgage service at our office in the new First National Bank of Middle Tennessee branch at 3427 Memorial Boulevard across from VA Hospital. Contact me, Karen Milligan, or Bill Fusen for great rates, great service at FNB Mortgage.
3427 Memorial Boulevard, FNBMT.com. A department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Got some scores to update you on here after this third down play for the Rebels. Third and long. Here's Harney lofting one long and deep, and a receiver there, but incomplete, intended for Holder, and that was Scruggs, I think, right?
Yeah, but it was just through Holder's hands. He was wide open.
Spencer
Holder.
That
was about a 40-yard pass play, and he was open to the end zone.
Holding.
There's holding in the against Franklin. That's declined to bring up fourth down. Here are some of the scores. Smyrna leads Wilson Central 43-10. Middle Tennessee Christian School has come back to take a 22-19 lead over Grace Christian. Oakland recovered the onside kick. They lead 17-14, last seconds of the game. So they just have to sit on it. Siegel in a shootout has now taken a 42-38 lead over Ravenwood. Here's the punt. More scores coming up after the punt by Miller Hill, and it's going to be a fair catch called for at the 31 by, actually that was Landon Carter, fair catch by Michael Scruggs. And let's see, 21-0 Stewart's Creek over Antioch. Those are the scores that we have. We also have finals with Franklin County beating Laverne tonight, Eagleville a winner, and Blackman a winner as well. And we're going to be quite a bit behind everybody else, I would think. Suddenly, Franklin County's 2-0.
Rod, yeah. Pretty good field position here for Riverdale under the circumstances.
That's one of the better ones we've had since early in the game.
Minute four left, third and three for the Patriots here, first and 10 for the Warriors, and it's Savion Davis. 35-40 outside, 45-50 down the sideline, 45-40. He ran out of bounds somewhere over there. I was following him, but
fortunately he got pushed out of bounds. The guy hadn't got the push on him, he'd have been gone.
It's going to be an illegal block.
Coming back.
Well, it's against Franklin. Franklin's way.
I think the helmet came flying, and one of the Riverdale players, I don't know, I couldn't
see.
It's
a personal foul penalty.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh.
I think he just kind of ripped his helmet off.
That was behind us here. But I did see the official point Franklin's way. It is a personal foul against the Rebels. Big, big play there.
And it's a little bit longer than the run was. Personal foul. About 2 yards longer.
It was a fumble recovery by Kamari McGowan. Our fumble recovery, and then Kamari McGowan scores for Middle Tennessee Christian School. So that was huge. Here right up the gut. Savion Davis to the 35, to the 34-yard line on the first and 10 after the first bank first down. Picks up four.
Picked up four hard yards and a lot of traffic.
Means on the tackle. Maryville's 69-game regular season win streak is going to be history here. Oakland got a first down. All they've got to do is run out the clock. Sack it down. Going to be a keep by Yancey to the 30-yard line, out of the 29.
Yancey on the carry.
Nice run right up the middle by Yancey for about five.
He was very aggressive. Yancey's just a sophomore.
Adam Kelton on the tackle for Franklin.
I've been pretty impressed with him myself.
Very calm.
Third down and about 2 yards. Two wides here to the right. It's Davis going to the left. Line was pretty tight set over there. Yards after
in a scrum
the
here.
Run. Yeah, it looks like a scrum for about another 5 yards down the field. He's going to get the first down easily and honestly almost get to the red zone here. First bank, first down for the Warriors. A customer-driven bank with local decisions, superior service, and great mobile apps. That's First Bank. 45-42, Ravenwood over Siegel now. Four touchdowns in the fourth quarter of that game, and it's still going. And it is a final. Oakland defeats Maryville tonight, 17-14. Final. Bouncing it right side across the 20 to about the 18-yard line. And getting up off the bottom of that pile here is
Smith.
Drew Smith.
It is. Drew Smith, 36, the sophomore.
Thought that was a bigger body going through. I couldn't see the number. Giving Davis a little rest because he's been really carrying the load.
10 minutes and or so left here in the fourth quarter. 21-7. Riverdale leading, and Riverdale in the red zone here. Yancey going to keep it, and nothing there.
Yancey on the carry.
And he's going to be wrapped up pretty quickly for no gain.
Christian Moore.
They're in the Steve Martin Construction red zone. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams. 615-904-9639.
Christian Moore on the tackle. He's had several tackles from his defensive line position, from defensive end.
This is a big third down for the Warriors. Savion Davis going to be dropped for a big loss back at the 22-yard line. And that is Kanani Kelton, I think.
Well, that was 24, Matt Gaka, the guy, the running back that's
been about four on the play. It's four
running hard.
Fourth down, Riverdale with the decision here. And they have Yancey in there, leading by two touchdowns. Yancey, quick pass left side to Scruggs, trying to get him open, nothing doing. And Franklin takes over at the 20-yard line with 8:27 to go. Going to have to call on the defense.
They're going to have to hold him down, yes.
8:27 to go in the ball game.
And, you know, being 25-yard line, why not go for it? They still don't have good field position. It's worth a chance.
Well, one thing the drive did, it took a lot of time off the clock. So
right.
That ate up a lot of it. And now, you know, Franklin, with the inability not really passing the ball well tonight, going to have to run it, going to take some more time.
Right. Well, last week against Brentwood, they scored a field goal and made it 14-10. And it was 8 minutes to go, and Brentwood ran off a six-minute drive from 30-yard line to 30-yard line, ate up all the time. And they
couldn't didn't
get
have any time
in.
Left, did they?
Right.
What you don't want is a break, one to break somebody to break one.
Hendry
Looking downfield, the catch is going to be made. Short gain
by Niece.
Gentry Niece, the senior. Well, short, I say, but it's going to be about a 5-yard pickup, close to it. Sack it down. Good thing is that touchdown right after the Christian Souffron injury sure makes a difference.
That was, because you're worried how you're going to react. That really changed momentum, changed the game, I think.
Second and 5 for Hendry. Going to keep. Late pitch, and then the level laid out there by Michael Scruggs.
Hey, Knight, the pitch out was made. As soon as the guy caught it, he hit him around the ankle high and shot through. And sent him flipping end over end. It was real exciting.
Third down and a loss of a couple there on that play.
Two on the play, brings up third and 7.
7 yards to go. Clock still melting away, which is exactly what Riverdale wants here in this game. 3 out here to the near side. Holder, Craig, and Niece, I think it is. And Whitehurst, I believe, is going to be stood up there. It's not Whitehurst, though, I don't think, on the run. It's Gacka. It looked like a little confusion. Niece came running in front of the play as he was in motion, and it looked like a little mix-up on that.
Well, it looked like I was kind of watching the number 1 and the number 6 go against each other, and Lineker shot right by Ray, right in for the tackle from his right tackle, defensive right tackle position.
Fourth down. Scruggs back to receive the punt. He's going to actually get away from it, and it bounces out of bounds. It's going to be marked ready for play at their own 45-yard line after the 25-yard punt.
How about a 6-minute drive right now?
6-minute drive would be pretty good, because that would leave 12 seconds.
We'll take that.
We'll see. I know Franklin doesn't want a repeat of that. If they have anything to say about it. This is a game that's kind of haunted Riverdale the past couple of years. You know, they all but had the game won, especially last year. I think last year kind of stung a little bit. So they certainly hope to pick up the win here. Rattle off a couple of first downs. If you're a Riverdale fan listening in, Savion Davis taking it to the outside, moving left to right. Across the 50 and into Franklin territory at the 48. Going to rumble for about 8 or 9 yards.
He took the ball. He wasn't coming full speed. He was just kind of looking, and he saw an opening and cut to his left. A couple moves, and was able to get almost the first down, just 1 yard short.
178 yards for Davis tonight on 20 carries. He's definitely been a workhorse.
Yeah. Take a little time between each carry.
Yeah, take your time, for sure. 45-42, Ravenwood over Siegel. That's in the fourth quarter. Stewart's Creek leads 21-0. Cougars lead 22-19. Smyrna leads 43-10. Play goes Davis to the left side. Savion Davis across the 40. Gets the first down and taken out at the 38-yard line. It'll be a First Bank first down after picking up 6 yards.
He went around the towards the left side. He kind of slowed down and kind of looking, and I took a couple of shots through. I thought they were going to get him, but then he found a hole and shot through it, got the first down.
Riverdale leads 21-7. 5:19 to go in the game. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show coming up in a few. Riverdale taking as much time off the clock. You can see them peek back at the play clock, which is at 13 seconds. Unfortunately, it's behind them. So they kind of have to guesstimate. With 5 seconds on the play clock, the give is to Savion Davis. Left side, Davis muscles his way for 3 or 4. It's going to bring up second down for Riverdale.
As you can imagine, they know he's getting the ball, so it's hard going, but he just keeps getting his yardage. 4 yards on that play.
Well, to Franklin's credit, you know, those 7, 8, 10-yard carries by Savion are now 3, 4, 5-yard carries, but he's still getting some yards.
And that's what we need right now.
Got to say hats off to the defensive line for Riverdale. They battled the two Ray boys all night and really held them defensively, and the offensive line as well.
Right, but really the control of the line of scrimmage.
Here's Yancey right up the middle on the after faking the handoff, gets to the 30 and picks up a first down. Sophomore Taylor Yancey.
And he just grabbed it and went quickly, kind of a change of pace where Davis has been kind of hesitating running.
You like to see that from the sophomore. That's another sign that
aggressive.
He's going to – you know, one thing about it, Riverdale, he's the man now. Yep. So, you know, you don't think about it. You don't forget to think about the pass. You just look ahead and go, this is your ball team.
Yeah.
Smyrna Bulldogs a winner. They're now 2-0, 43-10 over Wilson Central. Dominating game for the Smyrna Bulldogs. First bank, first down, first and 10. Play clock at 3. And then Yancey calls his own number again. This time, picks up 8 or 9 yards.
And he runs good. You know, he runs hard, runs low.
He's a pretty tall kid.
Direction.
John Roberts on the tackle there. What does he have, John? 23 yards on 5 carries. Mr. Yancey.
Gain of 7 on the play.
He's not as thick as Souffrant.
Right.
Probably he's a little taller than Davis.
Second down and a couple.
Sneaky quick.
Mm-hmm. First down would get him here in the Steve Martin Construction red zone. It's Savion Davis left side. He's got the first down and more. Powers his way across the 15, somewhere inside the 10, maybe. May be out of bounds just shy of the 10-yard line. But it's a first bank first down, and they are indeed in the Steve Martin Construction red zone. With the perfect lot for you, they can build you the perfect home. First down.
Enough for the first down. It's going to be first and goal.
It's Riverdale first and goal. So it is across the 10 at the 9. 3:10 to go. Riverdale looking for a little icing on the cake now, maybe.
Why not? Take it in.
Here's Yancey right up the gut.
Yancey on the
There's
carry.
A flag on the play to near the 5. It'll be about a 4-yard gain or so, but we'll check and see what the flag is all about.
You know, Brian, this has been a pleasant surprise. They're still able to run the read option because of his running ability. And I thought, well, we have to do something and bring Scruggs in a little tighter and run some lean back action to mix things up, but he's handling that read option real well.
I like what he did. He made him throw a pass pretty quick when he got in there, mm-hmm. a real safe pass.
Right.
And then kind of gradually got him into the running game.
So that penalty was an intentional face mask? Is that what I heard them say? Intentional.
First and goal.
Whatever it was, I think it's first and goal here at the 5. Trying to muscle in here. Going to be
Davis
short.
Carries.
Savion Davis. Bring up second and goal. Stewart's Creek game is final now. 28-8. Final Stewart's Creek is a winner. Grace Christian has taken a 26-22 lead late in the game. Second and goal from the 2. No gain, so the ball was at the 2. And not the 5, as I mentioned a minute ago. 2:06 to go in the ball game.
We may get our 6 minutes.
It's getting close. It's at 4 minutes now.
Oh, no, Rod. I don't think you're going to make it.
It's second and goal.
I'll take it for Oh, no.
Savion Davis just is tripped up by Yancey. I think he and Yancey got tied up, and now there's going to be a timeout. Franklin will take it as well and be right back. Riverdale knocking on the door, third and goal when we come back.
DirecTV by Entersource.
I know what teachers go through. I know the sacrifices they make.
And that's why Andy DeGraw says DirecTV by Entersource partners with Rutherford County Schools on so many projects.
It's something that's close to me personally, and I made it a cause for Entersource to really try and support the ones that are educating the people that are going to grow up and be making a difference.
Entersource.
Enersource.
615-815-1800 and online at enersource.tv.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Yancey on the third and goal is going to be dropped for a loss of about a yard to bring up fourth down. And now Riverdale takes a timeout on fourth down and about 3 yards to go. We'll keep it right here. And, Rod, one thing that's happening is we're trading timeouts now. Minute 45 to go. But being down by two touchdowns is really big at this point. Because they, I mean, Franklin's got
back
a mountain
to
climb.
Last touchdown we had, you know. But after injury, it just is so big. You know, even if you don't get in, they got a long way to go.
Yeah.
And they're still two touchdowns. It's one thing if you're one touchdown, but when you're two touchdowns, it really makes it tough.
Oakland was a winner tonight over Maryville. Somebody, Jesse Smithy, has been doing some homework on Twitter, a reporter from East Tennessee. Last time that Maryville lost in the regular season, you might think it was Alcoa. But it was Morristown West, 2001.
2001?
That's what it says. I know they lost in 2010, and I think 2010. They've had two regular season losses. One was to Alcoa in 2010 and 2001 to
two losses on that.
Yeah,
yes.
Morristown team, and now three with Oakland a winner over the Rebels. Field goal attempt here. This one from about 25. The snap and set are good. The kick is away.
It's good.
And the kick is good. So the tray on the board for the Riverdale Warriors at the toe of Clay Scuthern. And Riverdale leads 24-7. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Football from News Radio WGNS.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Les Kessin's Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
If you're a homeowner with a quarter acre or several, Les Kessin's Feed Supply focuses on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in the box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Les Kessin's Feed.
Family owned and operated by Coy and Jennifer Young, inviting you to stop by, visit, and enjoy the country.
Customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Les Kessin's Feed is also your place for local milk from the MTSU Dairy on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Les Kessin's.
At Reef Seine, we offer a variety of shopping experiences for you. Many come in here just to pick up prescriptions and find that they can make your party a lot simpler by calling us, and we can pull together large or small sandwich trays and large or small dessert trays. Everything you need is easy to pick up in one stop. This is Sherry Bush, Reef Seine Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Kickoff here to Whitehurst. Whitehurst from the 30 to the 40, and that's where he is going to land at the 40-yard line with close to a minute to go.
State Farm Press Sports on News Radio WGNS tonight is brought to you in part by Fans Heating and Air, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bullen's Body Shop, Franklin's Print Works, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, and, of course, Sir Pizza, sponsor of our Game and Coaches Show podcast. Be sure to log on to WGNSSports.com.
45-42, Raptors over the Seagull Stars, getting late. Here is Rebel quarterback Carter Hendry. High, incomplete, trying to go for the big quick play, Rod, and that's about all they got left in the arsenal, right?
Mm-hmm. There was Bat Gaka, a running back, straight down the middle.
Final, Grace Christian 26, Middle Tennessee Christian 22. 26-22 final as MTCS falls tonight in a very close game. It's 24-7 here, Warriors. Under a minute now, right, John?
A minute 28, Brian.
Okay. I'm rushing things, aren't I? Quick flip. Right back into the hands of Craig. It's Craig running down the sideline, 45-50, 45. And Hudson carries him out of bounds at around the 42-yard line. J.C. Craig with a nice run.
As he come around, he made a little hop to the left and avoid the tackler.
That's enough for a first Tennessee.
Good yardage in the play.
Craig, a 5'8", 160-pound wide receiver, 5'8", 160. He is a junior. First and 10 for the Rebels. They haven't had a lot of first downs tonight. Here's Hendry. Looking. Has some time. Looking deep and long and incomplete. Davis Whitehurst was there. He kind of had to look for the ball, turning, twisting, and
he was starting to slant towards the middle, and the ball pass was going behind him. He had to change direction, but couldn't get it turned around in time.
If you're Riverdale, you got to be a little concerned that they've had two or three wide open looks.
If they hit the target, some team does, it's going to get burned.
Let's see, 45-42. Come on, Siegel Stars, trailing by three late in the game. That game and this one here are the last two finals for Rutherford County. Getting the call here is Michael Crowther. He is a senior.
Michael Crowther on the
Crowther.
Carry.
Knew I would be wrong on that. Picks up 4 or 5. Looks like 6 yards
Patrick
now.
Holt made the tackle for Riverdale.
Brown with the tackle for the Warriors.
Third
down and 3 yards to go. Seconds left in this one. Hendry. Big hole here for Crowther. 30, 20, 10, maybe. Nope, just shy of the 10 at about the 12-yard line. It's going to be first and goal here. Nope. It's at the 12. So they can pick up another first down inside about the 2. Hudson saved a touchdown right there for the Warriors.
Saw a great block by Max Ray, that top tackle, state of Tennessee.
And now this time, Crowther is slung down by Eric Brown.
Eric Brown made the stop.
Previous play, he pancaked Warren Gibbs, who's a good-sized lineman.
Yeah. Clock running here. Seconds left. 7 seconds. Hendry over the top, almost picked off and incomplete. A little extracurricular activity after that. Troy Hudson defending on the play. There is a flag.
Indications roughing the passer against Riverdale.
Roughing the passer against the Warriors. Ouch.
They'll get one more play.
A lot of personal fouls tonight.
Yeah, that's like 4, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got
pretty sure Riverdale has 2.
We've got 3. And
three.
We've got 2.
Okay. So there is no time left on the clock, so they're going to have a free play here.
Half the distance to the goal.
Half the distance to the goal line. So that is at the 5, 6, 7-yard line. One play here, it's not going to matter. Riverdale's going to pick up the win. Hendry, they give to Crowther, and he is going to be
Crowther
dropped short. And that's your ball game. Warriors a winner, and a fine outing here for Riverdale on what is a tough night. They get the win. Unfortunately, lose their starting quarterback. We'll tell you about that if you're just now joining us, coming up in the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air postgame show. A lot to do, and then Friday Night Thunder to take you until 11 o'clock tonight. So stay with us. Prep coverage continues. Riverdale 24, Franklin 7, as you listen in to State Farm Prep Football.